brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It just gets crazier and crazier by the minute. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, the second day of April 2010 on this Friday edition. Our original analysis of what happened to the Hatari militia is being confirmed in spades. We're going to break that down later in the broadcast. There's also massive news coverage pushing restrictions of free speech inside the United States and legislation to do it. We're going to be going over that important news. And this story out of True Slant that had a link directly to the actual police report and CPS file of Barry Cooper. He's the former narcotics police officer that quit and has been running stings that have aired on national television of police violating the Fourth and Fifth Amendment, police dealing drugs, police stealing drugs, you name it. Well, he moved down here to Austin, Texas, well, just north of Austin, Williamson County, and he said he was going to run stings on Williamson County. And I said, sir, it is listed as one of the most oppressive, corrupt counties in the nation. They set up who they want, when they want, and it was all over mainstream news a few weeks ago that he reportedly did get a police officer in a drug sting to take the drugs, to steal the drugs. And then, boom, they raided him, and now they've taken his children, and it's in the police and CPS report. I am reading directly from the report. Please explain your current concerns regarding supervision of the children. Parents are unstable and create an environment where the children believe the government is out to harm them, as they came and took the children away from the former police officer who they were arresting for running a sting against Williamson County. Absolutely incredible. So the headline we're going to have up at prisonplanet.com, Watson's working on it right now, will basically state the obvious. Children taken because parents said don't trust the government. In this country, and we're seeing more and more of this, they're saying you cannot even criticize the government, and we won't just put you in jail. We will tear your children away from you. This is the cold-hearted wickedness. And I just saw this about 30 minutes ago. We're working on getting Cooper on today. In fact, Jaron is out there on the phone with him right now. Here's the True Slant story. Max Kaiser sent this to us this morning, made us aware of it. Police teaching kids to mistrust government makes couple unstable, unsuitable parents. That is the headline, and that is in the CPS document from the police. This is just, it even blows me away. I mean, every time I think the government can't sink to new lows, it just happens. And so much of it where I live in Central Texas, they're announcing $2.6 billion in carbon taxes in the next 3 years just on gas and power bills for Austinites. $2.6 billion, that's from Austin Energy. Just complete and total robbery. Meanwhile, here's another headline tying into that. Obama to crush economy with massive CO2 taxes as early as next week. Meanwhile, this is out of the Associated Press. California's last auto plant shuts its doors. Mission completed there. Total deindustrialization of the United States. We're going to cover it all, ladies and gentlemen, in the latest on the government takeover of healthcare as the states revolt against it, as insurance companies raise rates, as Medicare and Medicaid put into place massive cuts, taxes go up, services go down. Welcome to Obamacare. And Obama has responded to talk radio, and all of his henchmen are out calling for censorship while he plays the part of the good cop, saying, oh, that's fine, that's always what's happened in America. Big show, important broadcast lined up today, April 2nd, 2010, on this Friday edition. The websites, while they're still available, are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate. And I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, ladies and gentlemen, the second day of April 2010. FCC advisor advocates state-run propaganda megaphone to counter alternative media. That dovetails with Obama's favorite for Supreme Court Justice Sunstein wants to ban guns, free speech. We have his actual quotes. And of course, that dovetails with dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents and tortured for any reason the government wishes. And we have Barack Obama talking to CBS News about all the hate on talk radio, and he has all these different people in his administration calling for restrictions of free speech. The cybersecurity bill has passed the House. It is in the U.S. Senate. It is in the United States Senate. Even in the Associated Press, they admit the president could completely shut the web down if he so chooses. All of this is just icing on the cake, though. This is happening because they've already robbed $28-plus trillion from the American people the last year and a half, and the federal government, controlled by criminal offshore banks and corporations, is now saying they want your private pension funds and government pension funds as well. We're going to go over the latest developments in the battle against the government takeover slash corporate takeover of healthcare. Obama to crush economy with massive CO2 tax as early as next week, abandoning all loyalty to the democratic process the nation holds dear. President Obama has made the decision that getting energy tax legislation through Congress with the approval, without the approval of the American people is just too much of a pain to bother with. He doesn't need our approval or the Senate's approval. Instead, he will have the EPA declare as early as next week that CO2 is a dangerous global warming gas and will start regulating its emissions immediately with massive taxes on coal-powered energy, factories, homes, the electricity you receive, not just on the plant that they pass the cost on to you, but another tax on your electricity. Obama's promise to open up vast stretches of ocean on the East Coast and Gulf of Mexico to energy exploration is simply a ruse to soften up the public for soon-to-be-announced draconian regulations. And there's more to it than that. The Russian government and Chinese government announced multi-billion dollar per year. In fact, Russia's saying it's a 40-plus billion dollar program to explore natural gas and oil in the Atlantic, off the U.S. coast, in international waters, and in the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. And so now Obama's saying, okay, I'll let some companies based in the U.S., there aren't many, go ahead and start drilling. Whoever wanted to drill out there could already do it. Our government was banning our companies from engaging in that. The areas that they have now marked out in the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic are upwards of 50 miles out. The U.S. only declares 12 miles as being part of its territorial waters. So we're going to be going over that. And mission completed in California for the deindustrialization brigade. I mean, how many UN officials, how many NASA officials, how many Department of Energy officials have said just in the last few months they want a post-industrial, deindustrialized country? That is the goal. California's last auto plant shut its doors today. The last car has rolled off the production lines at California's sole auto plant. Workers are trickling out of the new United Motor Manufacturing plant in Fairmont as they completed their task and the plant readies to shut down. Nearby, job centers have been set up to help the newly unemployed figure out their benefits and get jobs at McDonald's. It continues. The plant made Toyota Tacoma trucks and Corolla sedans. The last Tacoma rolled off the assembly line last week, and Corolla production ended Thursday. See, Toyota dared to actually build plants here instead of the U.S. companies building them in China and Mexico. So they had to be set up with the industrial espionage, and they have. So don't worry. You're going to lose your job now. It's fun to hate the Japanese, and don't get your job now. The plant began 25 years ago as a joint venture between Toyota Motor Corp and General Motors Company. GM pulled out last year, and Toyota later announced it would halt production, eliminating an estimated 4,700 jobs. State officials are pursuing federal grants to help those impacted by the closure. Yes, they will tax whoever still has a job to give it to people that don't have jobs, which will drive up even more debt for the government, which is exactly what the private central banks want. Continuing out of News 11 in Atlanta, anti-Obama billboards appear on metro highways. This is what everybody should do. Even if you can only afford one billboard, they're cheap, comparatively speaking. With the economy imploding, that's why in Texas, more than half the billboards I see are government propaganda, anti-gun, anti-family, pro-police state brainwashing billboards, because most companies don't have money to buy billboards anymore. So you can get them for dirt cheap. Perhaps we should do a billboard initiative and put up a few dozen billboards nationwide, because then it generates local news coverage and continues to undermine this un-American Barry Sitaro, known as Barack H. Obama. Everything we can do to expose this criminal and all his unconstitutional activity is absolutely essential. And it's starting to hurt these criminals. Sure, he's a puppet, but he is the figurehead. He is the masthead. He is the front person, the pitch man, selling this agenda. And by fully destroying him politically and fully annihilating politically the Democrats that are butchering our Bill of Rights and Constitution, we can take this country back. And that's why they're screaming bloody murder. That's why they're going to stage terror attacks all over the United States and worldwide to be blamed on patriot groups, because they are beginning to get very, very desperate. They can't beat us politically. They can't beat our information with their lies and rhetoric. And so they are going to attempt to run false flags. And what do you think the Joe Stack situation was? Definitely false flag. The Pentagon shooting, definitely false flag. Most of these Democratic Party offices being attacked. We know some of those have been confirmed to be staged by DNC operatives. That's Denver Post and other major publications. We know a week and a half ago, the Black Congressional Caucus marching through the Tea Parties. No one called them the N-word. No one said they were going to kill them. No one spit on them. All the video angles are out there. We're over a week into a $10,000 reward that a group put out for anybody that could show video of this with literally hundreds, if not thousands, of cameras in the tens of thousands of demonstrators. And no one can show it. And the supposed incident is all on video from multiple angles, and nothing like that was said. They were saying, kill the bill. That got turned into, we're going to kill you. No one said the N-word. No one spit on them. That is a false flag. And AP, Reuters, McClatchy, MSNBC, CNN. I was watching both CNN and MSNBC a little bit last night, about 20 minutes apiece. And just when I spot-checked them, they were saying, the horrible N-word being screamed by the racist tea parties, the horrible spitting, the horrible saying kill, kill, all lies. And this Atari situation is clearly a false flag. We're going to be going over that later in the broadcast. Evidence that what I said on Monday was true, that these people were set up, and that there were informants inside. Now, why would several other supposed militia groups in Michigan and other states criticize me Monday for saying that? Why would anyone criticize me for saying this group was set up and are innocent? Why would so-called militia people not want you to know that you're being infiltrated? Because they're either morons or they're feds. Think about that. Think about the magnitude of back in August of last year that I singled out the Hatari militia and said, they're being set up for a fall. Look out. And I got one of their leaders on, Pale Horse, Sickles is his real name, and told him, if you're not a fed, you're being handled by feds, you better watch your butt. Now we have the federal affidavit. We have the detainment hearing while they prepare the final charges. Came out in court yesterday. I have that out of Detroit News. In fact, I didn't see that in my printout here. I IM'd you that Detroit News. And in that article, it points out, and the reporters were in the courtroom, that the feds played a tape where they just, in fact, I want to pull the quote up, where they said, yeah, we've got to do something about this New World Order takeover. We got to take action. And that supposedly is the reason that they have now been arrested for thought crimes. And the federal affidavit admits that they had an FBI agent inside the group and an informant who has been arrested, but just for their safety, and that they're going to drop the charges later once people aren't paying attention to this. Always the same. And we don't know who that is, but I have my suspicions. In fact, normally in a group they're setting up, if there's nine members, I'd say four or five are feds. What do? They get somebody on some other charges years previous, and they say, you work for us now. But, you know, they tried to do that with Randy Weaver. He needed money for more than a year. A federal informant, BATF, actual agent, begged him and said, I'll give you $2,000 to just saw off the shotgun for me. He finally did it, and the rest was history. They went and raided his home, shot his wife, shot his son, shot the dog, to create the illusion that there were all these dangerous domestic groups out there that had to be dealt with. And he was a former Green Beret. And so they could demonize former veterans. It's nothing but a cutout for media propaganda. Now, I would imagine if I was around politically back in 1993, 92, when that went down, late 1992, and I would have got on air and said, Randy Weaver was set up. He was infiltrated. You would see the feds come out as patriot leaders and say, Alex Jones is a fed. Nobody set up Weaver. He's fighting a holy battle against the government. Don't you see the alarm bells going off? How obvious is that? Because we're trying to stop violence. We're trying to stop provocateuring actions. We know we're winning politically, peacefully right now, and our numbers are swelling. They want to try to shut down free speech, shut down the web, and they want to get their physical war going now with us before we have time to wake up the maximum number. And then if the feds want to get violent, well, we defend ourselves and we win.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world?
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now.
877-552-5206.
For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or
call right now at 877-552-5206.
For this limited radio promotion.
Make sure hands go.
Wow.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
We're going to have Barry and Candy Cooper, who had their children taken by CPS in Williamson County, coming up later in the broadcast today. This is incredible. Incredible isn't even the word. I have the CPS/police report, and it says reason for taking the children. Parents are unsuitable and create an environment where the children believe the government is out to harm them. Well, if that's the case, all children 100 years ago would have been taken from their parents, but we didn't have a CPS, because that is an American tradition. That is an American value, to only trust your family and don't just blindly trust the government. I had the Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, the former head of the FBI crime lab, on 2 days ago, and he said criminals have taken over almost every key position in local and federal government. He said a lot of police officers and FBI agents are some of the best people in the world, and I agree with him. There are good people that get involved, and then they get punished. But more and more, the higher-ups, is Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, FBI agent, lawyer, scientist, chemist. As he pointed out, now we've reached a level of tyranny where the criminals at the higher levels are kicking out the good people and recruiting more and more evil. And I don't know what other term you use than wicked, evil, corrupt, for Williamson County. I mean, I see articles all the time where somebody doesn't return a Blockbuster video for a week and a half and they get arrested, or a library book, they forget, they lose it. We've all done that. I was going through videos the other day and found a video from a video store about 5 years ago, and I didn't know I hadn't brought it in. They never called me. I have no idea why I have it. I mean, should I go to jail for something worth about $10 if it's not conscious? Meanwhile, the illegal aliens are above the law. Williamson County doesn't arrest illegal aliens for drunk driving and not having IDs. They're all part of that same system. But citizens, I saw an article yesterday in the AP how nationwide police have been ordered to raise their quotas after decades of denying they had quotas for tickets. Now they're saying, don't give people their five-mile cushion. You ever notice how cops sit at the bottom of hills? I drive down 360 every day, and I have to remember as I go down this hill, because I'll be going about 60, to watch it, or I'll go 65, 70, because of the going downhill, and there's almost always motorcycle cops, Austin, Travis County, sheriff's deputies, DPS, because they know that's a middle-class area, and the people are just going to pay the tickets, and they're there constantly. They're there to raise money. But now, Barry Cooper dared to go run stings against Williamson County. He's been on national television with his stings. And they then raided him. Police raid, never get busted, HQ, Barry Cooper arrested. And then here's the new article. Police teaching kids to mistrust government makes couple unsuitable parents. That's why the children were taken. I have the Williamson County confidential document. This was given to us by the Coopers. This document contains information made confidential. It should not be released to unauthorized persons. Well, the family can release whatever they want. Cooper, Candace. See, they want to do this in the dark, the stuff they do. Releasable copy, volume 1. Can you imagine? This is the releasable. Can you imagine what's in the secret copy? And on page 4, it says that if children do not know how to dial 911, they may be taken. And it goes on, please explain your current concerns regarding supervision of the children. Parents, this is all it says, parents are unsuitable and create an environment where the children believe the government is out to harm them. Let me tell you something. When I went to Rockwall Middle School and High School, they had police informants that would try to sell kids marijuana. They'd just beg you. Even when I was in the 6th, 7th, 8th grade, I learned about marijuana from the police dealers. And they were constantly trying to sell me pot and everybody else. And I'd say maybe a third of the kids they busted and put on probation because their operatives would sell them a joint. My dad told me, if they ever bring you into the office and say you've been buying drugs, which I wasn't, do not talk. And they called me in with the police and everybody else in the 7th grade and were screaming at me. And then they were shocked. They said I was the only kid they'd ever known that kept his mouth shut. Nowadays, they would have just taken me for that. Because I'm a real American and you're not.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Coming up in the next hour, we're going to premiere two new trailers. In fact, one of them is a sneak peek and trailer comboed. It's over 5 minutes long. You're going to see part of the section of Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, where they're in Pittsburgh, and the Pentagon puts out a press release that you can come talk to their public affairs officer, their PAO, about the 4,000 troops that we're going to be deploying on the streets of Pittsburgh. So our guys show up, are incredibly polite. The military is not polite. They look at them with hate and are rude and have rude tones. They then follow them from the edge of the base and call the police on them and said they were sneaking around and ran from them. Then the police said that we're going to put you on a terrorist database. I called the police commander myself and talked to him on the phone and said, we are human beings. How dare you threaten to put my employees on a terror list? And he said, well, we're not going to do that now. And I said, that's right. We're human beings. We have wives and families. We have children. We're allowed to go cover your event. Do you realize how evil it is, officer, to try to destroy people's lives like we're not even human beings? You can't just frame us like we aren't humans. But that goes back to what Dr. Frederick Whitehurst talked about. Blew the whistle on that system, framing thousands of people a year. It just came out, the San Francisco police office framed thousands and thousands of people. They just take a file out and stamp that they're guilty and falsify the test. And what Whitehurst said, it's mainly laziness. They don't even want to do the test. That's why the labs have over 95% in the numbers we've seen nationwide guilty. They don't even do the test, ladies and gentlemen. And then if it is corrupt cops or politicians or somebody, they then cover up the evidence. Remember Fahmy Malik, the state medical examiner that Clinton hired? People would have their arms and legs and heads chopped off and be have gasoline poured on them and be found in a dump. And they would say that people had cut their own arms and legs off, or that kids had sawed their own arms and legs and heads off and shot themselves who'd seen government drug dealing in MENA. And police officers that were investigating Clinton would be machine gunned off the road in two cases. And Fahmy Malik would say that that was suicide. Or up in California, Gary Webb shot twice in the head, murdered, and police said it was a suicide. I mean, what, you come in my house and I'm hung up by meat hooks and my arms and legs are cut off and the news is going to say I committed suicide? It's like that Palestinian professor in Austin that we learned federal informants were manipulating. His whole body was sliced up, his guts ripped out, torture wounds all over him, his arms and legs bound behind him with duct tape, and he supposedly threw himself in the middle of Lake Austin, now known as Lady Bird Lake. Since the first lady died, they renamed it. It's really the Colorado River. Then they called it Lake Austin. Then they called it Town Lake. And now it's called Lady Bird. So whatever new name it's got this week. The point is, threw himself in Lady Bird Lake. And then the imam called me because they got the body. And the police report admitted, bound his own hands and feet. Oh, sure he did. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how stupid they think you are. This is how corrupt they are at the top, that they can do whatever they want. They can take your pension funds. They can pass government takeover of health care. They can do whatever they want. It is an armed criminal camp moving against the American people. And as Dr. Frederick Whitehurst said, when FBI agents and police try to do the right thing, they get set up, or they get arrested, or they get fired, or they get demoted. This is what America has turned into. Now, here's another huge piece of information. This is huge. I have been to events all over the United States, and I've been to events in Canada, and I have seen anarchists come and go with the police. I first saw this in 1999 at the Fortune 500 conference. Mike Hansen has got to dig this out. He's been digging out old tapes from the TV show. He's got them all, almost all of them, and putting them on the web. We commend that. But this did air many times on Access TV in Austin in 1999. And I show up for a march of about 2,000 people from the Texas Capitol down to the Four Seasons of the Fortune 500 meeting, globalist meeting. And immediately, these anarchists run over. They were the older ones. They were cops and informants. These were not their moron, meth head, kids that are, basically rich kids who have their own trust funds, who are there as useful idiots in a nice pool for the cops to set up. And these cops come over, dressed like anarchists, and start shoving me and pushing me. And this one redheaded one with a red beard leans into me, because Mike was off of the camera about 10 feet away, and says, "I'm going to kill you," and shoves his hands into my chest. And I was smart and didn't hit him. I noticed he had two huge APD cops. I mean, these guys were like 6'5", 6'2", each, arms the size of tree trunks. I bet one of them could bench press 450 pounds. These were not meth head trust fund kids. And they had bandanas over their faces and black hats on. And I said, "Oh, you're here with them. And you're here with the guys up on the corner of that roof with video cameras and binoculars watching us right now." And he said, "We are. And this is our country and we're taking over." So that guy was probably a master handler. He looked like a Southern Poverty Law Center type operative, kind of a big, fat, demonic hippie. But he had his back up there. And then the cops started trying to stir up trouble with other people, and they couldn't get me to get in a fist fight with them as we're waiting to march. and there's riot police lining the streets of Austin. They had just staged Seattle. They were about to stage Austin as a beta test for the news cameras to say, look, any protest is violent. We need riot police. We need armored vehicles. We need helicopters. We need police with shotguns. We need, you know, more than 300 police in riot gear for a couple thousand demonstrators. And then I started pointing out, these are cops. These are cops. These are cops. And about 20 police run across the street, including one of the commanders. And he says, they're all laughing like this is funny. It's funny to provocateur. It's funny. It's all like hunting. We're not humans. We're like a rat or something, and they're a cat. And they start laughing, saying, knock it off, Jones. And they pull the two guys out. They go over in the DPS parking lot. They're being debriefed by Austin police. It's on camera. They're Austin cops. And since then, this has been caught in Seattle, and it's been caught in Ottawa a couple years ago. And then the headline in the Toronto Star was, Royal Mounted Police staged riot posed as demonstrators. We knew that when we saw the footage. They were attacking cops. It was staged. Looked like WWF wrestling. It was a false flag event. Just like the Democrats a week and a half ago going out and saying the N-word was being shouted, and people were saying, we're going to kill you, and people were saying that they were evil and spitting on them. None of it was true. Now proven to be another false flag. This is what everybody does, not just the police, not just the military, not just the feds, but now people in my general life I'm noticing. I never knew how many people are just liars and lie about whoever they don't like. It's like a hot dog stand or a hamburger shop who doesn't like their competition down the street, so they lie and say, oh, they put horse meat in their food. This is what an evil culture does. We lie to ourselves. Then we lie about others. We lie and say 50 million dead babies isn't bad, that it isn't abortion, that it isn't death of children, that it isn't infanticide. So I gave you some background there. And then they inserted two more big cops, not quite as big as the last two, to try to stir stuff up and to run around with the crowd throughout the event. So I've seen this firsthand over and over again. I mean, I was covering Bilderberg 2008 in Virginia, in Chantilly, suburb of Washington, D.C. Get there the first night. I'm eating a hamburger in the bar. Group after group comes in and says, Alex, are you planning violence? College age looking people, older cops, security people. I had security guys walk up while me and Jacobson at about 11:30 are eating a hamburger. It's the third group in 10 minutes to come in. And the head of security for the Marriott Center comes up with some other security men, and he says, we've had problems with people pulling fire alarms. We've had problems with people trying to steal vases out of the hotel. And I'm looking at him going, okay, nice, thank you. And I wasn't sure what that meant. And then I told Jacobson, go up, set up a camera in the hotel room, videotape me on Coast to Coast AM with a report in just a few minutes when they go live and have me on. So I walk outside to smoke a cigarette. Yes, I'm ashamed of it. Young people don't do it. I start and stop all the time. I've quit for 4 years before, and I'm trying to quit again. The point is, I go outside to smoke a cigarette because you can't smoke in the hotel. I fire it up, and there's these security trucks there with maintenance men, and they're going, we're getting ready to do it at five after. That's when we're going to run the test. And they're all there in front of me talking about how they're going to run the emergency test. And they talk, and then they act all suspicious and walk away. And I hear some more saying, yes, yes, I've called the fire department to let them know. And so I'm walking back down the hall. I get in the elevator. I'm going up to the third floor. I'm wondering what's going on. I walk into the hotel room. There's my camera crew. There's a C-Think camera crew. I sit down. Tom Danheiser calls to have me go on the air. And right as I go on Coast to Coast AM, the alarm goes off. And I start thinking, wait a minute, they were getting ready for a test down in the parking lot. Security walked up to me and said, we're having trouble with people pulling fire alarms and trying to steal things. And so I get off the air with Coast to Coast, get cut off from doing the 15-minute interview. I only did about 5 minutes. I go downstairs. Everybody's out there with their luggage. You've seen the footage of this in the Obama deception. But we didn't have our camera rolling when, because they were telling us to turn our cameras off. We do have that on tape. When the same head of security comes up and he says, don't turn your cameras on again or I'm going to have you arrested and thrown out of the hotel. And I said, yes, sir. And I said it in a serious manner because I know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to back down. I just wanted to be there for the arrival of the Bilderberg when they shut the hotel down the next day and wanted to gather intel while we were inside. This is building up to something that's important. And he looks at me right in front of Jacobson and he says, Alex Jones, I'm going to F you up, and just grinds his teeth. So there was some attempt to set us up for the fire drill, but I think they ascertained that we were inside the room by then, and there was some type of setup going on. I'm not sure. Maybe they were trying to spook me because they knew they were already going to test the fire drill and test emptying out the building and test getting the fire department there. They were there in like 2 minutes. I don't know. I don't know to this day what that was all about. But then the next day, Bilderberg arrives. They shut the hotel down. I'm staying at another hotel. I'm staying at the Hyatt. And I'm sitting in the restaurant bar, and these two big cops come in. They kind of get in our group of people, and they lean over the table while I'm eating another hamburger, and they say, Alex, you want to attack the State Department with us tomorrow? And I pull out a video camera and start taping the guy. And boy, he really shuts up then. And I said, since when have I ever been violent? You guys know I'm not violent. You've assessed me. And he said, I was just asking. I thought we ought to go over and, you know, infiltrate and get into the State Department and try to disrupt things from there. Later we learned it was State Department protection detail with the U.S. Marine intelligence and NSA and CIA and Secret Service, because Obama and Hillary were going to be there the next day. And they were ready. And you know what? That guy's probably not a complete criminal, him and his partner. Because if they were complete crooks, they would have just said, Jones then said he was going to attack the State Department. And I said, knock it off. I said, knock it off. I said, you know I've never been violent. Well, are you playing? And then he just came right out and like admitted he was a cop. He goes, well, you're not planning to infiltrate like you did Bohemian Grove. And I said, no. No, I'm not planning to try to sneak onto the grounds, okay? But I am going to be out there bullhorning. And I go, you guys have all been listening to our telephone conversations. You already know this. And a few days later, they called my wife up. I'm on the phone with my wife. It just ended. Bilderberg just ended. I'm eating at a steakhouse with the guys. A little celebration for the successful mission. And I call her, and I talk about some private family issues with her. And then she calls back crying 2 minutes later and said, a woman called and said, hi, I'm calling for Alex Jones. Is there? And she said, no, can I leave a message? Well, who is this? Well, I'm his wife. The woman said, well, that's impossible. We're getting married next month. I'm pregnant. And my wife started laughing and said, that's ridiculous. And then the woman said, listen, bleeper, I know this private stuff about your family that I just said on the phone. So it was the government. They were tapping my phones. It was very funny. And then they're so inhuman. They're so evil. They're so wicked. They're so corrupt. They're so hateful. They're so lawless. They would call a woman up who's not even involved in my operations other than some accounting and bring her into it. I mean, that's been a law of war. Even if I was an armed enemy, which I'm not, you'd leave my woman and my kids alone. And you know why they've always had that rule? Because things get nasty if things get hot, and this turns into a physical war. Do you want your family and children targeted? I'm not saying I would ever do that. I'm saying once you start doing that, then it's fair game for a lot of people. There's a reason for thousands of years in every culture you don't mess with women and children. You don't mess with warriors, women, and children. And I'm not even a physical warrior. I'm a journalist, an info warrior. So it's not enough that you tried to set me up and send me to prison. Then you had to harass my wife. There's a reason we never tortured, because when our people get captured, we don't want them to be tortured. But every law of common sense and decency and honor is being violated. You guys are the 180-degree opposite of George Washington. Just get that through your head. You are 180 degree opposite. You are cowards that bring women and children in, just like Barry Cooper and his wife Candy taking their children because they ran a sting against Williamson County. You came and you took their children. You took, they have the, their children because you wanted to win. You wanted to be tough. You wanted to punish people that exposed your corruption. And I could just go on with story after story after story of what these people have done and the dirty tricks they've tried and the way they operate. And the public is starting to really get wise to the fact that the government is criminal. Oh, but why they take their children? Oh, they taught their children not to trust the government. And then the government comes and takes the children. What do you think the children think now for the rest of their lives? What lesson do you think they learned from this? That mama and daddy told them the truth. Now, we come back with all of that preface. I want to now warn the Tea Partiers, conservatives, libertarians, and gun owner groups. We caught them in Austin running a false flag against the gun show, staging fake arrest in there. Here's the latest. PrisonPlanet.com. Feds prepare to use anarchists to provoke Tea Party violence. This is coming up in the next 2 weeks. As I predicted, all the big anarchist groups are announcing it. They're all Ford Foundation funded. They are the enemy of America.
Oh, my sinuses. They feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You can't live without food, can't live without water, you can't live without being prepared, and you can't live without Standbirds. Standbirds.com offers hunting, shooting, camping, and preparedness supplies at low discount prices. Get ready! Standbirds.com has a long list: ammunition, air guns, archery, and firearm accessories, books, backpacks, decoys and DVDs, scopes, water filters, solar panels, tents, knives, and reloading supplies, holsters, crossbows, compound bows, muzzle loaders, tactical gear, target throwers, cases, bags, personal care, and pet products. And we told you a long list. So long it won't begin to fit in this radio ad. So go to Stambertz.com today and see for yourself. That's Stamberts.com. We have the hunting, shooting, and camping gear to meet all your outdoor needs at low discount prices. Stambertz.com. Patriot-owned, reliable service, high quality. What more could you ask for? Stambertz.com. Hunting and preparedness supplies you can't live without.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to going to be premiering live at PrisonPlanet.tv to the streaming viewers of the radio show. Two new trailers and a sneak peek from Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA and Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, coming up in the next hour. Dan Winters, who's photographed, you name it, every major Hollywood star, every major president, he is listed by every index in the top five photographers in the United States. I didn't know he was a fan of the show until Texas Monthly. He lives here in Austin. Had him do the photo shoot for last month's cover story. And he's going to be joining us to not just talk about Alex Jones and photography, but also all the wild experiences he's had behind the scenes with politicians and other folks. He's a great guy, and a lot of his friends and family are also supporters of the radio show. So Dan Winters, coming up in the last hour of the radio broadcast today. Okay, a word to the wise is sufficient. They want to discredit the Tea Parties and anyone criticizing the Obama takeover. They politically, as Rush Limbaugh has astutely said, may even try to suspend elections. They know this is the biggest political suicide ever for the Democrats. They are, have the lowest approval ratings ever seen in history for the Congress or for a president this far into their administration. And he's losing percentage points every week. And those are even cooked polls. The numbers we're seeing show it's even worse. Liberals have woken up to the fact that it's not free health care, that it cuts their Medicare and Medicaid and doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. They're very upset. Conservatives are extremely upset and are aware of what's going on. And so they're going to stage terror attacks. They're going to stage riots. They're going to stage all sorts of events to make anyone who's pro-Second Amendment or pro-national sovereignty bad. That's what happened with the Hatari militia. I'll be getting into that later. No doubt now, they did nothing wrong or completely set up from inside. That's now admitted. But they're going to turn loose the Foundation thugs. In Police State 2, the takeover, I have their own local footage admitting they were trained at Foundation facilities in Oregon. They've been shipped all over the world. They show up and turn over trash cans, light fires, knock out windows, so that some are police, some are foundation operatives, others are useful idiots that are brought in by them, who they then later set up, as a pretext for the riot police to attack the peaceful demonstrators and set the precedent for no demonstrations being allowed in the United States. They are now going to be turned loose on the Tea Parties. This is a red alert. A red alert. Again, this is a red alert. They are coming. They mean business. Anarchists were used to get World War I going. They've been used all over the world over and over again as a brigade. Now, there are some anarchist groups, and I even agree with some of the philosophy of extreme libertarianism and the smallest state possible. That's to be differentiated from regular anarchists. The feds always spin this that Alex hates all the anarchists. He's saying you're all feds. I'm saying groups calling for clashes with the Tea Parties, groups calling for violence are Fed-run, Fed-influenced, or Fed-infiltrated. And that is an absolute fact, and we've got case after case after case after case after case. So this intelligence to all the Tea Parties and everybody out there is vital. Get it out to everyone you know. Feds prepare to use anarchists to provoke Tea Party violence. Red alert.
Alert, alert, key transmission, key intelligence warning from PrisonPlanet.com. We're asking all info warriors to take this article by Paul Joseph Watson and get it out to everyone they know, to every Tea Party in the nation. Alert, be on the lookout for criminal operatives trying to demonize the Tea Parties. Look for provocateurs to pose as racist. Alert, alert, alert.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Absolutely key hour straight ahead. I want to get into this MIT report. We already knew this from DARPA reports put out in the last 7 years, but here it is. Public news. This is MIT News Office put out by MIT. Moral judgments can be altered by magnets, by cell phones in a key area of the brain right behind the ear. Literal mind control. MIT News Office. That is coming up. Also, we told you about this 3 weeks ago. Here it is, mainstream news out of the Associated Press. Mexican helicopter spotted again in Texas airspace. Way over. And here's a Houston Chronicle. Two Mexican helicopters sighted in U.S. airspace. Pentagon looks into violation of military aircraft. So finally hitting Houston Chronicle, finally hitting AP. That is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. But I want to get into this article. Feds prepare to use anarchists to provoke Tea Party violence. I'm going to cover that coming up in the next segment. Also, the latest on the Hatari militia clearly being shut up. Also, Obama responds to criticism by talk radio, open discussions by these different groups and organizations to go after free speech. I also want to get into the states that are now moving with laws, not just with lawsuits at the federal level, but laws to block and nullify, because the states have to pay for a bunch of the Medicare and Medicaid, and it's unconstitutional, these unfunded mandates under Obamacare as they slash Medicare and Medicaid. And I also never got into a congressman a few days ago saying he was worried about overpopulation in Guam because he believes that islands float like inner tubes and that it will cause it to capsize. I keep forgetting. Will you cue that up and print me that article about the capsizing Guam? It's one of the Infowars.com tiles there, because I want to be able to go over the article also before we cover that. Bob Chapman's coming up. We're going to have Barry Cooper and Candy Cooper in studio. Headline, police, quote, teaching kids to mistrust government makes couple unsuitable parents. Children were taken. Barry Cooper, of course, exposing government drug dealing and more. Well, this is how the government deals with you when you do that. You're not allowed to teach your children that the government cannot be trusted. That is not allowed in America. Your children belong to the state. Your children belong to the government. And we'll dovetail that with this article up at Infowars.com. Pre-crimes, Hatari, and free political speech today here on this jam-packed broadcast. And again, I will let you know that coming up later in the hour, I'm going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv and premiere two new trailers for Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and, of course, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. And the Police State 4 trailer, it's a short trailer and a sneak peek. So it's a trailer and a sneak peek from the 2 hour, 20 plus minute film, not to mention the 30 plus minutes of extras that are on both documentaries. I mean, I'm struggling to even describe everything these films cover, ladies and gentlemen. These will be so explosive in waking people up in your area. Folks that don't know about the FEMA camps or have been taught that they don't exist, this proves it. This explains how the takeover is happening. This explains how this operation is being set up and constructed. Both of the films are available on DVD. You can pre-order them now. One of them starts shipping in 13 days, Invisible Empire, New Order Defined. The other starts shipping and premieres at PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up in 19 days at PrisonPlanet.tv and on DVD, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, and your purchase also makes this radio show possible. But two new powerful tools in the info war. They can't stop the signal. They can even shut the web down. But they can't stop you making copies of films and putting up flyers and billboards and talking person to person and starting your own newsletters and calling into talk radio. Again, all available at InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. We'll be right back.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Shanky Foods Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1 month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We posted this yesterday. It's from C-SPAN, and no, it's not a April Fool's joke here on April 2nd. Georgian Democrat Congressman Hank Johnson said during an Armed Services Committee hearing last week that Guam is in danger. My fear that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize, he said, in all seriousness. We don't anticipate that, responded Admiral Robert Willard. For some reason, he did not burst out laughing, but you can see he was shocked a little bit. He went on to talk about climate change. So it's not just that we have evil people in government. We have ignorant people who really believe that if the ice caps melt, which they're not melting, they're getting bigger the last 3 years, the Earth's been cooling for at least 10, the warming trend reversed 15 years ago. That's now admitted by the IPCC. They've gone from denying that and saying you can't question the science to saying, okay, it's true. But anybody knows that, and they've done the cubic trillion ton calculations, that if you take a glass and pile it all the way high, 2 or 3 inches above, with ice, that ice displaces more volume than water. Frozen water, ice, displaces more volume than water. This is well known. And that if you have melting to a certain point, at a certain point, then it actually reverses because there's such a larger volume in the glaciers. But that even upwards of half of the Arctic and Antarctic melting would cause water levels to go down because only the tip, as the old cliche goes, of the iceberg is visible. You get over 95 or even higher, depending on the volume of the iceberg is under the water. Just like an ice cube, only the edge of the ice cube in your glass of water or your glass of orange juice or whatever you've got ice in, your iced tea, only the very edge of the ice floats. And so if you have massive melting to a point, after a certain point, it does make water levels go up. It will actually displace less volume with all that ice in the ocean and those big ice caps jutting out into the ocean and all the life that's going on in the ocean underneath the ice caps. If it melts, you have the water levels go down. And we have all the global measurements that we've shown here on air from ports in Europe, in the United States, in Asia. And overall, water levels in the last 150 years have gone down on average by about a foot. A little over a foot. So water levels have gone down, ladies and gentlemen, massively. Now, the news media will show a beach eroding, say, in South Texas, Mustang Island, and say, oh, my gosh, global warming. No, those intercoastal islands are always being destroyed and being built up. They're being built up. They're being destroyed. It's random. And it deals with the moon and the tidal forces that it exerts. What causes the wind? What causes the waves? What causes most of the activity in the ocean? The moon. Then it's the sun. And I've had top climatologists on covering this. It is a fact that the moon drives the tidal forces of the earth. The moon. The moon. That big rock up in the sky at night. It was full a few days ago. And I'm not being sarcastic there when I explain to people the moon is causing it. I know we have new listeners here, a lot of new listeners, and they really believe everybody's going to die. They really believe the earth is heating. They really believe carbon dioxide is a deadly poison. They are people like Georgia Congressman Hank Johnson talking to the admiral, and he doesn't understand. He thinks islands are floating on the ocean. He doesn't know that they're the tips of mountains and hills. He doesn't know they go down to the bottom of the ocean, that many islands are volcanoes that come up out of the water, like the Hawaiian island chain or many areas in Iceland. Iceland's been having big eruptions. The main island of Iceland is getting bigger right now. It's not floating. It's not like an inner tube or a raft when you float down the river. It's big mountains. Mountains, tectonic forces can drive up mountains and form new islands. There can be earthquakes and islands can go underwater. You can have something like Krakatoa that destroys much of an island. You can have things like Pompeii in Italy, and global warming didn't cause that. You've got Danny Glover and the UN saying Haiti was caused by global warming. Has nothing to do with it. And look, I know my mainline listeners are laughing. This is not a joke. There are a lot of people that believe islands float. And he believes, this congressman who's for global warming and for the carbon tax, he's not an evil person, obviously. He's a moron. He's public school educated, and he believes that if too many people, he starts talking about how a city is on one side of the island, too many people get on that side of the island, and the island will flip over like a sailboat. If you get too many people on one side of a sailboat, it can capsize. I was fishing a few weeks ago and saw a catamaran capsize. My kids thought that was pretty interesting. But that was a sailboat is not the island of Guam. So I wanted to play this clip. If you want to see the video from C-SPAN, it's up on Infowars.com. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. The island of Guam will capsize from overpopulation. The people will make the island flip over. Here it is.
This is a island that at its widest level is, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level, location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
Very small island, and about 24 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide at the least widest place on the island, and about 12 miles wide on the widest part of the island. And I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000, and again, with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
And also things like the environment, the sensitive areas of the environment, coral reefs and those kinds of things, and I know that, you know, lots of people don't like to think about that, but, you know, we didn't think about global warming either. And now we do have to think about it. And so I'm concerned from an environmental standpoint whether or not Guam is the best place to do this relocation, but it's actually the only place. Is that correct?
This is the best place. This is the farthest west U.S. territory that we own. And, this is part of our nation. And in readdressing the forward presence and posture importance.
Representative Hank Johnson is real. He is Georgia's 4th Congressional District. This was from C-SPAN last week. And, of course, he believes global warming's real. Of course he thinks. And he believes that the island of Guam is floating in the Pacific Ocean, and that it's going to tump over if too many Marines are based there. That because he sees the base on one side of the island, and he knows a boat will tump over if too many people get on the side of a boat, and so he's worried that this is going to then tump over. And that's the type of people we're arguing with. When I talk to the general public, you think he's uniquely ignorant, uniquely stupid? No, he's par for the course. I talk to adults that don't even really understand we're a planet, that don't even, I'm not joking, who don't even understand we're orbiting a sun, who don't understand. See, the government is pitching everything at these type of individuals. That's why they're moving ahead with tyranny. Because you've got people that literally have the mental capacity of about a 6-year-old. And it's the frequency pollution, the bad food, the lack of education, all the television watching. It's the being dumbed down. It's the mercury in the shots. It's the fluoride in the water. It's the GMO crops. We've gone from 1 in 20-something thousand 20 years ago with autism. Now it's 1 in 68. The news says 1 in 105. There's just people that are mentally retarded everywhere. I talk to business people. I talk to well-to-do yuppies. They're complete idiots. But they know all about their local football team. They get that right. And their heads are so full of just mindless baloney that they believe that the countries are going to capsize if there's too many people. They believe that man is causing earthquakes. They believe that if we, and maybe Representative Hank Johnson can come up with a tax to stop. Maybe if we pay him a tax or Al Gore some money, maybe that will cause islands from capsizing. What do you think, guys? Maybe if we shut down a few factories, put some more taxes on you, maybe they'll save us then? Because, hey, the science is settled, according to Representative Hank Johnson, that islands float. These rock islands are floating on top of the water. I guess he thinks there's an anchor underneath the island that keeps it from blowing around. Maybe you could put a sail up on islands, a big sail, and then kind of cruise them around like a big cruise ship. You just go out to an island, put a big sail up and just start sailing around, you know. Hey, Hank, well, Congressman, why aren't those islands moving around? Because they're floating on top of the water, and now I'm a conspiracy theorist. Okay, the science is settled. The island will capsize. I'm wrong. I apologize.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
I'm a sinner saint. That is what we are. No one in between.
oceans and a stream. Islands have their own buoyancy. His name is Hank Johnson. He's considered the pride of Georgia and a renowned expert on island buoyancy. Look, Dolly Parton says the science is settled. Islands are floating. The IPCC, the UN, Congressman Johnson, they've put it on record that islands are floating and people are a danger and may make them tump over into the ocean and then all those children would die. But don't worry, you send a big check to Al Gore, let him run your life, and he will give you island capsize insurance. It's very inexpensive. It's only about 20% of our GDP. And if we again, this is the type of morons that believe man-made global warming and believe carbon dioxide's a deadly poison. But don't worry. Obama to crush economy with massive CO2 tax as early as next week. Massive cuts in CO2 emissions, but only for the United States and Europe. Everything will then move to China and Mexico and India. But that's okay. California's last auto plant shuts its doors. The last car is rolled off the production lines. The last auto plant in California and others are shutting down. And don't worry, carbon taxes will make the few other factories we've got in places like San Antonio, Texas, move to China, where there will be no carbon taxes. Hip, hip, hooray. Good job. They're saving us. That way, the North American continent, after all, it is an island. The Earth is 76% covered with water. I think, did you know that, what is it, more than 70% of the U.S. population lives on our coastlines in Florida and the East Coast and in Texas and on the West Coast? That could cause the continent to capsize or maybe break off in two because all the weight is on the edges of the country. Maybe it's going to, maybe that's what the Mississippi River is. Maybe the Mississippi River was formed in the middle of the country because everybody lives on the edges of the country and maybe the country's starting to break. Break in two, and it'll capsize in two, like a sailboat breaking. Oh, oh, Al Gore will come on TV. Pay me more taxes fast. The country's going to capsize. I'm going to save you. You know, the issue here is this is not a joke. This is what they're really doing. In fact, cue it. Can you guys cue it back up on short notice to the middle? It was in the middle that he got into the capsizing because he's saying, hey, this is a thin, long island, and our base is over there on the side, and the admiral says, well, sir, 8,000 Marines, I don't know if they'll make it capsize. He doesn't even deny it. In fact, if they say the science is settled, then we'll have to start dispersing our populations on islands in a geographic way. We'll have to be GPS tracked and microchipped to make sure that we're only allowed to go to certain areas of islands at certain times, or it could tump over. And, of course, CNN's not talking about this. Nobody's talking about this because maybe it's the new science. Maybe it's true. Maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist. Maybe it's wrong that islands are made out of rock and sand and are part of the seafloor jutting up through the top of the ocean. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Representative Hank Johnson, Georgia's 4th Congressional District, maybe he's right. Here he is.
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000, and again, with 8,000 Marines in their
back
families,
it up again,
it's an addition of about 20.
Because it's the way the admiral goes. He kind of smiles and looks and says, sir, we're not anticipating that. But it's just as laughable that carbon dioxide's a deadly nerve gas, but they teach kids that everywhere. Here it is.
Sir, I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000. And again, with 8,000 Marines and their families,
folks,
it's an addition of about...
It's even funnier when you actually watch the video and the admiral trying to not bust out laughing. But it's the same thing with carbon dioxide and everything else. We just let these people sit here and tell us this. And of course, Al Gore and David de Rothschild and Bill Gates all pushing this. They know full well when they get up before school kids and show them graphics of carbon dioxide and how we've got to cut the human population to reduce it. They picked a gas that we exhale that plants use to respirate, used for photosynthesis. They picked it because it's part of the life cycle, one of the four life-giving elements, water, light, carbon dioxide, oxygen. They picked it because they get to tax and run everything. And they got a bunch of idiots that think islands capsize who are going to go for it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I mentioned this in the last hour. I'm going to read the article written by Paul Joseph Watson coming up here in a few minutes. It is so important. Feds prepare to use anarchists to provoke Tea Party violence. And this ties into the government setting up militias to create the perception there's this danger from gun-owning Americans. We have the false flag of a week and a half ago now confirmed from multiple angles. No one said the N-word to the congressman walking through the Tea Parties in front of the Capitol on the day it passed. No one said we're going to kill you. They said kill the bill. No one spit in their faces. That was a false flag. This is going to be their strategy to turn this around on us because the healthcare takeover is so unpopular. The greenhouse gas taxes are so unpopular. This whole agenda is so unpopular right now. So that is coming up. But I want to premiere here for radio listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're now simulcasting the last 2.5 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv as we do every day, some days even more. I want to premiere two new trailers. Now, the first one is for Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Then the next piece is a longer trailer because it's not only a new police state trailer. It begins with a sneak peek, just a 3 minutes, from the 2-hour, 20-plus minute film Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, where the feds and the military were trying to set up my cameramen as terrorists that wanted to attack the military base. And they did this to a lady in upstate New York who just went and photographed a base because she was concerned about FEMA camps. This is what they do. So that is coming up as well. Now, both these trailers are going up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the next hour. They're not on YouTube yet. They're not on the Alex Jones channel yet. They're not posted on Infowars and Prison Planet yet. But when you're listening to this as a rebroadcast on stations across the country or XM, coming up on Saturday and Sunday, they will both be up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can also pre-order both the films. The DVDs are now being shipped to us. They've been manufactured. We'll be shipping out on April 15th. And, of course, the first film will premiere April 15th. Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, over 2 hours, jam-packed, the history of the New World Order, who they are, how they run their operations. And then on the 21st, we're going to premiere Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA at PrisonPlanet.tv. But now is your chance to order the highest quality DVDs, and that also supports this radio broadcast. Let's go to trailer number 3 for Invisible Empire.
Yes, these men, hypnotized followers, call this a new order. It is not new, and it is not order.
Adolf Hitler, he wanted a world government with himself as the master leader.
One small central authority of individuals can then dictate a policy that's going to be distributed down to the rest of the world, everywhere.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the world's superclass. This documentary chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
We've become accustomed to the idea that every now and then something is going to happen, and we just know from the beginning we're not going to get to the bottom of it.
Learn how this global oligarchy controls the populace through drug trafficking, money laundering, staged terror attacks, media propaganda, and debt.
Americans are easily motivated by false flag operations, and I think it's inevitable that we will see false flag operations in the near future.
Witness their plan for a global tax and a cashless surveillance society in which every man, woman, and child is microchipped at birth.
A network Washington set up to run arms to the Contras wound up running cocaine for the most vicious drug cartel in the world.
Barney Frank acknowledged having used a male prostitute, whom he then hired as a personal employee. And he ran a prostitution business out of Frank's home.
If you look at the elite throughout history, many of the people that achieve pinnacles of power are into the occult.
Stories about what happens in these redwoods are hard to come by.
Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Secure your copy of Invisible Empire on DVD at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or see it in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
That is a powerful trailer, and the film is even more powerful. Be the first to see it. Order your DVD today. We ship them out in the order that the orders are received. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, Mark Dice, and of course, G. Edward Griffin, and just so many others, Peter Dale Scott, you name it, in this documentary film, Burmese, 18 months in the making. I had a hand in it. Aaron, Jacobson, Whiteside, the great team in here made this film possible. And it's as high a quality and as hard-hitting as Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, but with Jason's twist on it. Order the DVD today, Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. It's $19.95 for 3 hours. It's a two-plus-hour film, 30-plus minutes of extras, incredible. And then, of course, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, is up at 3 hours with the two-hour, 20-minute film, and then all the extras. And this film is just indescribable as well. I set out to make a film a year ago about FEMA camps, but I found out they were making Camp FEMA, so I waited to consult on that and be part of it, and it's excellent. We sell it. But this gets into COG, executive orders, FEMA camps, the Governor's Council, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the riot police, the G20, false flag terror, the underwear bomber. It's got Tarpley, myself, just many others. It's got Salente in it. Again, so jam-packed, and it's done in an updated style, but the same as my original Police State films. It's powerful. So Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Now, this intros with a sneak peek from a section where they tried to frame my camera crew in Pittsburgh as trying to attack the base and then running off, and then the police tried to frame them as terrorists, and I had to get on the telephone and let them know that we had financial backing and that we would protect our people. Dew still got arrested. I had to spend thousands in court to defeat that fraud. I mean, this is an important film for anybody that's questioning whether FEMA camps are real and who want to understand this police state surveillance grid takeover. Here it is. Trailer 2, extended sneak peek from Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA.
I need all info warriors, anyone in the Northeast, anybody in the Midwest, to go to Pittsburgh now with video cameras. The troops are bought and paid for by offshore banks. Republic is falling right now. They are openly bringing in martial law. They have troops deploying in every major city. We need everybody to go to Pittsburgh who loves this country.
International media, government staffers, and protesters.
The G20 basically represent the largest nations which participate in the Western banking cartel, which I feel is behind a lot of the pain, anguish, and misery that exists in our world today.
This is such a police state there that they tried to talk to the military and talk to the spokesman last night. Defense Link put a press release out, and they said, no, we're not going to talk to you, get out of here. Then they got their license number, had the police pose as Alamo rental car people from the county there, Allegheny County in Pennsylvania. They called them and said, your car's got no brakes, bring it in. And they said, well, we're in the coordinate G20, we're news reporters, we can't get out till tomorrow. And they said, well, that's fine, because I'm a police officer with the Army and FBI, and you've all been put on terror list, and your life's over, boy. We know you're a terrorist, and you were sneaking around the military base and ran. All lies.
Okay, so I just went over, they're going to have a guy come out and talk to us, or they said they'll get us a number to contact, he said the PAO. This is probably him right here.
Briefly, tell folks about last night. You guys pull up to the gate, you ask to talk to the public information officer, they called the police and lied and said that you were sneaking around.
Yes, sir. How's it going? We were responding to a news story that the National Guard was going to be masked to go into Pittsburgh. Can we get a comment on that?
We then pulled off to the side of the road where they instructed us to. We waited around 15 or 20 minutes. A representative came back. Immediately, he was hostile towards us. He did not like our credentials.
We're out of Austin, Texas, Channel 10.
Katie, can I see your credentials?
We tried to get as much information as we could. He refused to answer our questions. So then Rob asked him for his information and where we could contact him. Tomorrow, if we could get a word with him, he then gave it, and we left.
Speech, relay as reporter.
Yes, sir.
You guys have credentials for the G20? I can't. In the middle of the night, you come here tomorrow, we'll see what we can accommodate you.
It's 8 o'clock.
I mean, we only got a few questions, man.
Yeah, we just have like 4 questions.
The answer's no. I'm not going to comment. No, I'm not. That's okay. We're good. If you get some credentials, you get some that I can work with, I'll do it.
We didn't run away from anything. By the time that we had left, turned around, and exited the main military facility, there was another car parked on the other side of the road, waited for us to pass, followed us for an exit, then got off, and then we were shot when Douglas got a call trying to entrap him and have us go return our rental car for, quote-unquote, 2 more free days. When we didn't fall for that, he then came clean and said he was actually military personnel and he wanted to know whether or not we were terrorists, Alex.
And then he told Douglas, you're on the list now, pal, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, he did.
With pleasure. You ran from them. Is that true?
Absolutely not.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
In the not-too-distant future...
They're closing in!
Already the path has been chosen.
They said the market would drop by 4,000 points, blood would flow in the streets, and lions would be devouring children in the parks of Los Angeles.
Got the same story. It's just FBI training, but it was FEMA.
Do you believe that the military will fire on its
coming April 21st to the InfoWar. Secure your DVD at InfoWars.com. Powerful new documentary film, ladies and gentlemen. And for radio listeners that want to be able to see the video, not just hear the audio, in the next hour, both of these will be posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Both of the new, and I think both of these are the best trailers. This is the third Invisible Empire trailer, the second Police State trailer. We're going to have more sneak peeks from both films coming up now in the next week and a half before Invisible Empire comes out, in the next 2.5 weeks before the Rise of FEMA premieres at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it's 15 cents a day. You really should become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Okay, coming up, we got Bob Chapman coming on. We've got Barry Cooper and Candy Cooper in studio. Here's the headline. Police teaching kids to mistrust government makes couple unstable, unsuitable parents. We're going to be breaking that down. But here's a key intel report for everyone joining us. They're passing through executive fiat the carbon taxes, shutting down the coal plants, not letting new ones get built, taxes on all homes, all businesses, all states, all electricity, all gas, all oil. The IRS is taking over health care, cutting Medicare and Medicaid, raising massive new taxes, putting new taxes on the states, doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. The people are finding out. Rush Limbaugh said repeatedly last week, I agree with him on this, but the point is even mainstream is saying this now, mainstream conservatives, that there's no way politically without staging terror or without having a big crisis that they can get away with this in the upcoming elections, that they will stage crises. Michael Savage is saying it. So the point is, anyone who has a political brain and who's been around knows this is happening. There's open talk about shutting down talk radio, shutting down the web, Associated Press, Cybersecurity Act. FCC head says replace alternative media and talk radio with state-owned, state-run media. Here's the headline. FCC advisor advocates state-run propaganda megaphone to counter alternative media. This is red alert information. They're arresting militia, setting them up. Hutari did nothing. Informants inside ran the whole thing, as we told you Monday, now completely confirmed. Now, here's the big one. Here's the big issue. Feds prepare to use anarchists to provoke Tea Party violence. PrisonPlanet.com. PrisonPlanet.com. Alert. Get this out to everyone. It will be a devastating blow to the federal anarchist if you let them hit you and videotape it. It was a devastating blow that a week and a half ago, the Black Congressional Congress didn't use the tunnel from the office building to the Capitol. They walked through the Tea Party. No one spit. No one yelled kill them. No one said the N-word. That's now been confirmed from all the video angles. The media is having to backtrack. That was a false flag. They lied. No one was arrested like McClatchy newspaper said. No one got, it was all made up, and we have video from multiple angles of the incidents. We played it yesterday. It's posted up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They are desperate to demonize you. They know over 80% of the public is against what's happening. They know you're waking up. They will bomb federal buildings. They will stage mass shootings. They will attack IRS buildings. I'm telling you, this isn't a question of if, but when. Unless we get massive news out on this now, we may be able to back these people off. If people stop mincing their words and start telling the truth about what we're facing. And the fact that big Republican Party operatives are now having to tell the truth about staged attacks, staged terror, Limbaugh and Savage and others, tells you they know how much danger they're even in. I mean, this is a hardcore takeover happening. Now, here's how they're going to do one of their attack probes. We know the anarchists have been caught in Seattle, caught in Austin, caught in Canada 2 years ago, caught in Genoa, Italy, flown in by government. They tump over things, burn things, attack cops. Many times they are cops. In the case of Ottawa, that's Toronto Star headline. Royal-mounted police admit they staged attacks on their own officers as pretext to attack the peaceful crowds. That doesn't mean people who are anarchist, real anarchists, are bad. I'm not saying that. The disinfo always says I'm attacking anarchists. These violent groups are Fed-run. It's proven. Now listen to this. Feds prepare to use anarchists to provoke Tea Party violence. Look behind the balaclava, many of self-proclaimed anarchists, and you'll find a Stalinist thug. Given the past history of how so-called anarchist groups are so easily infiltrated and provocateured by the authorities to commit meaningless acts of violence that only serve to discredit political causes, we should be alarmed by the possibility that anarchist plans to, quote, crash the Tea Parties will present the perfect opportunity for the establishment to create a flashpoint with which to demonize constitutionalists and unruly extremists. I'll continue and finish up the article on the other side. Some of the biggest anarchist groups are saying they're planning to come out and get disruptive and do what they do. They are Fed-run, Fed-protected, just like the anarchist leader from Austin set up other anarchists in the firebombing at the Republican National Conference up in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I told you at the time that was a setup. Now it's admitted.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
have seen this over and over again, and the right wing has provocateurs too that work for their right wing blogs with the Michelle Malkin setup. When they said that I was saying kill Michelle Malkin, we got the raw video out and showed their people were behind me screaming it. So there's dirty tricks on both sides, but the big massive operation is with Obama's people. Continuing, according to leading anarchist website InfoShop News, on April 15th, thousands of right-wingers will attend rallies. Well, don't they agree with you more for smaller government anarchists? But when you really meet these anarchists, they're always wearing red stars. On April 15th, thousands of right-wingers will attend rallies in cities and towns across the United States. The organizers of these nationwide day of protests call it a Tea Party. This Tea Party movement that emerged only a year ago is a coalition of conservatives, anti-Semites, fascists, libertarians, racists, constitutionalists, militiamen, gun freaks, homophobes, Ron Paul supporters, and Alex Jones conspiracy types, and American flag wavers. Yeah, you don't want to wave that American flag. So I'm lumped in with those evil flag wavers. In one paragraph, the so-called anarchists have regurgitated wholesale the exact rhetoric that the corporate-owned media, their supposed adversaries, have been spewing ceaselessly for months on end, that anyone who opposes big government, which is what anarchists are supposed to do, is a racist and a extremist. While also lying about the origins of the Tea Party, which is in fact was started by Ron Paul supporters as early as 2007. The anarchist's primary reason for wanting to crash Tea Party demonstrations because as the Tea Party movement takes over the country, they will really hurt poor people by getting rid of social programs like food stamps, unemployment benefits, disability benefits, student aid, Free Health Care Act, quote, is completely at odds with the traditional anarchist political doctrine of extremely limited or no government whatsoever. Yeah, most of these attack groups that call themselves anarchists are communists. I mean, I've been there. I've seen them wearing red stars and talking about Mao Zedong and how great he is. The article continues here. As Kurt Nemo points out, these people are not anarchists at all. They are leftist, teenage socialist punks who like to call themselves workers, but a good portion of whom have probably never worked a day in their life. They make for perfect puppets through which the establishment can manipulate to demonize its real political adversaries. And then they link to all the news articles for page after page, Denver Post, Toronto Star, all the articles where mainstream news admits the police stage these groups and stage these events 110%. They've been caught over and over and over and over again, all over this nation, all over the world, all over other countries. And that's just the first part of the article. I'm going to come back and cover some more of it. But as we have constantly warned, the latter half of April represents the most dangerous time period for when we can expect violence to be staged, provocateured, which will instantly be blamed on Tea Partiers, libertarians, and constitutionalists. A brief history of how anarchist groups have been infiltrated and steered by authorities to commit mayhem and violence in order to justify a crackdown of free speech and the right to assemble has never been more prescient. Then we have the links. Feds prepare to use anarchists to provoke Tea Party violence. We have another link here at the G20 summit where they got caught doing it. We have links all over the world. The 1999 WTO, the 2008 situation in Canada. We have links to all of this in the article. We also show how hired thugs that work for Obama all over the country are beating up Tea Party people. And the news spins it and says the Tea Party people are attacking them. Just like a week and a half ago when the Democratic congressman walked through and claimed that the N-word was yelled, they were spit at, people said they were going to kill him. The closest thing to truth there is kill the bill. Kill the bill. No spitting, no N-word. That video is all out there of the actual incident. They claim people were arrested for doing it. They were not arrested. All part of this hoax. And we're now into April. It is April 2nd on this Friday edition. This is the time as we go into this. Tea Party people need to be made aware of this. They need to have cameras. They need to have video cameras. They need to be protecting themselves. And they need to be nonviolent. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government a new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next hour, Bob Chapman of InternationalForecaster.com will be riding shotgun with us. He'll talk about some of the big developments in the economy. The federal government openly saying they're preparing to take private and public pension funds to give it to the private banks. That is Bloomberg. The latest developments there. But Bob Chapman, of course, has been run out of the United States for exposing these people. Shot at, you name it. He helped publish the book Gary Allen. They put out over 5 million copies. He's been fighting for more than 50 years. Former military intelligence, worked in Germany, South Africa, you name it. But this was the only hour we could get them on today because I learned of this morning. I knew because it was in the AP and other publications a month or so ago that he got set up by Williamson County. He's a former narcotics officer who does stings exposing government violations of the Fourth Amendment, cops stealing drugs, you name it. And after he did a big sting, they arrested him and took their son. They have taken their son, and I have the CPS police report saying they took him because, quote, parents are unsuitable and create an environment where the children believe the government is out to harm them. So the headline up at InfoWars.com, cops and CPS seize child from parents for mistrusting government. PrisonPlanet.com. This is the Soviet Union. I want to go to Bob Chapman before we come back with these folks. Then we'll get into all the other issues. But Bob, you were just telling me about another case of this with Canada and the U.S. I mean, this is bad. We're now under these rules of war against the people. They take your children for your political beliefs.
Well, this family was in New Brunswick, and it abuts Arista County. That's how it's pronounced, incidentally, in Maine. And they had bought a farm in New Brunswick, and the former owners of that farm had moved down the way, and they wanted to go down and see them. So they went down the road, and there were a couple of signs, but they thought they took the right road. They didn't, and they were immediately pulled over by Border Patrol. And they told him that, they said, "You Canadians?" And they said, "Yeah." They said, "You're under arrest." Took them in. Now, this is a dog and two little girls and a man. And I think his wife was there too. And, they fingerprinted them and charged them. But they said they were going to let them go to so they could return to Canada. Now, what are these people thinking about? I'm talking about Border Patrol. I just don't get it.
Well, Bob, we're going to discuss this case coming up in the next segment and get your take on it. And then about 30, 40 minutes into the interview, our guest will leave us. But this was an emergency situation. Then we'll get into the economy and other issues. What do you think about the Fed-run anarchist announcing that they are going to go disrupt? We know how they disrupt, attacking people, breaking things at tea parties nationwide. How does that fit into my prediction that they're going to start staging events into the month of April? Now this provocateur action with the Hatari militia, this doesn't look good.
No, it's going to continue to degenerate. And the reason it is taking the form that it's taking is they're being forced to. And you saw a perfect example of that last Friday when we talked about, and then you did some further work on the fact that CNN wanted to interview you. They don't know what to do. They're trying to stop us, and they can't. And so they're branching out. They're trying to be disruptive everywhere that they can in order to keep us off balance. And it's not going to, because we're telling the truth, and we're not breaking the law, and we want everybody to know what their rights are, and we want everybody to know what's going on out there, what the government is doing.
Well, we're going to cover all of that coming up. There's also some good news. Federal judge finds NSA wiretaps were illegal. And so we'll be breaking that down. But coming up, police say teaching kids to mistrust government makes couple unsuitable parents. That's from True Slant. We also have our article on this that's more detailed. Cops and CPS seize child from parents for mistrusting government. You're not allowed to teach children to not trust the state. I guess Thomas Jefferson would have had his family taken away because of his common sense. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Chapman of the International Forecaster riding shotgun with us for the rest of the hour. We're going to get into the economy, anarchist groups espousing communism and socialism, that's the opposite of anarchy, are saying they're going to go out and provocateur and basically attack Tea Parties nationwide. We know they're foundation and government funded. We've proven that. Paul Watson has a detailed article breaking all of this down. It is so important. But when I read this morning, I had seen it in the Associated Press. I had read it a month ago. Police raid Never Get Busted HQ. Barry Cooper, who lives in North Travis County, I guess on the Williamson County line. And I'd warned him when he moved down here as a former narcotics officer that the most corrupt county in Texas, one of the most corrupt in the nation, is Williamson County. Their Georgetown Police Department, their Round Rock Police Department, the county itself, the state police they've got up there. I mean, the things we've seen with their mayors and it just goes on and on, and they feed on the public up there. And I said, I wouldn't live there. And he's like, well, I can handle them. He started running stings against them. And we're going to talk about that. And he's put the videos out on the web with the stings he ran on the police in Williamson County. Well, they raided him, but that wasn't enough. I have the CPS report here out of Williamson County provided by the Coopers. It was Max Kaiser this morning that called us and told us about this. I had missed it this morning. This is Cooper Candace. That's Candy, Mrs. Cooper. And it says releasable copy volume one. And this is put out. We're going to give you a document cam shot of this for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now. This is the police investigation report. And when you turn in here, they give the reason. Please explain your current concerns regarding supervision of the children. This is when they went to the CPS and filed this. Parents are unsuitable and create an environment where the children believe the government is out to harm them. Again, parents are unsuitable and create an environment where the children believe the government is out to harm them. And it goes on from there. And that's why they took their children. And here's the article from True Slant. Police threatening kids. And the police go on to say, police teaching kids to mistrust government makes couple unsuitable parents. Here's the PrisonPlanet.com article. Cops and CPS seize children from parents for mistrusting government. And so Barry and Candy Cooper are here. They have their 8-year-old daughter, but their son has been taken by the government, and their 8-year-old daughter is here with them today. Barry, just give people, and Candy, give people a basic boil down of what happened with Williamson County, why they came at you and went after your children because of this.
Well, our first sting in Odessa where we stung the cops resulted in a lady getting released from federal prison about 2 months ago. And coming off the success of that, we went into Williamson County because of all the complaints. And I actually live in Travis County. I took your advice, Alex.
Okay, so I was confused. So they got you out of the jur- I mean, they waited to get you in their jurisdiction.
Well, what they did, my daughter and I were headed to the university to give a speech, and they got Travis County Narcotics along with Williamson County Narcotics to arrest me and took us to our house.
So they knew you were going to a speech. They were waiting. Go ahead.
Yeah, they were waiting, and I was in handcuffs, and my daughter was out in the driveway, and they forced us to watch a felony raid on our home with no way to warn Candy, and it was because we had went into Williamson County and did a sting. I caught a cop there stealing drug money. I put the free video up on our website, nevergetbusted.com. It's 45 minutes, and 5 days later, they raided us.
Wow. Well, so you did take my advice, because I was worried about you. You were saying I may move up there and may run stings, and I said, well, you've got a lot of courage, but I knew they were going to do this to you. I mean, I've never seen anybody as dangerous as Williamson County.
Well, you know, Alex, it is a police state. I had no idea because we had our lawyers look at all over all the sting material, and they said I was safe as far as not breaking any laws. But 2 days in solitary confinement away from my family, they actually wouldn't even book me in jail for over 15 hours. They kept me hidden, and our lawyers and stuff would call, and they said, no, he's not in this jail. They had me in solitary confinement the whole time searching our home. They did that for 4 hours and took all of our media, all of our computers, all of my tapes that we had worked so hard in 3 years on. And then it resulted in a big CPS investigation where they made comments that they were concerned with our daughter's safety because she had sudden outburst of crying for no reason during the raid. Well, that's crazy. Of course she's crying.
Yeah, that's in here, too. So they raid you, they cry, and they usually try to put kids on Prozac if they cry. Oh, we took you from your parents. You're crying. We're going to put you on deadly drugs. Incredible.
Well, they even go on in that report to say that we give our kids drugs, which is nuts. There's no proof or evidence of that. We don't give our kids drugs. What happened is since we got the girl out of prison and we busted the Williamson County deputy, they realized we were no longer a nuisance and became a serious threat. And we're feeling the full force of the government on our family right
now. And you were a former highly decorated narcotics officer who refused to go along with all the frame-ups, just like Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, former head of the FBI crime lab we had on 2 days ago, just saying it's totally criminal. I mean, it is operating procedure to frame people. Now, please continue with the CPS situation.
Okay, they raided us on a misdemeanor for one, false report to a peace officer, and in the affidavit it even says an unidentified caller called in the suspicious bag, which had the drug money that I'd planted in it. But the truth is, in that affidavit they said they heard my voice in the background. So they raided us on a misdemeanor, which never happens. And we had a fight for our lives. And right now our 8-year-old son named Zach Johnson is in East Texas now in a bad place, a bad situation. He's got cerebral palsy. He's almost deaf. He's on a 4-year-old level, and we've never been away from him his entire life.
Now, let's be clear. Whose son is he biologically?
Mine.
Yes, and he's almost his entire life he's been with you guys.
Yep.
But thank God he's not just in CPS hands, though. At least he is with his father.
Yes, which I don't know which is worse.
Which really. We kind of think we'd rather be in CPS's hand, as bad as that sounds, because now we're going into East Texas courts. And in that affidavit, they're bringing up statements that Barry and Candy are nationally recognized marijuana advocates. Barry and Candy appear on Fox News all the time, and they make claims such as everything the government, our teachers, our churches, and our parents taught us about narcotics was wrong, which that's true. So they're accusing us of all these things that are true. It's our political.
Marijuana is listed as a narcotic.
It is.
By them, in fact. So all of this is going on. And in the report, they took the children. They took your son because how did they learn, supposedly, that you were saying bad things about the government? And how is it their right to take a child now because parents say don't trust the government?
It was my ex-husband, which we had been friends with this whole time for 3 years. He knew what we did. He's been at our house. You know, we were all friends. He found out through, I guess,
a lawyer that we sued for $10 million on a false raid 3 years ago. Williamson County Narcotics Unit called that lawyer and said, we've got Barry Cooper now. So that lawyer got with the real father of Zach. And it really is a conspiracy and retaliation on us.
They filed a restraining order on me and Barry and, about 3 weeks ago.
And we're all a really close family. Our 16-year-old daughter finished her first year of college at ACC last year. She's in her second year this year. We're a very loving, close family. And of course, we teach that the government is out to get us. They're the ones who came into the house and pointed guns at my kids and put me in jail for something that I didn't do. It's all for busting that cop. And he's a captain at Liberty Hill Police Department that we had been getting complaints on. And we set a trap for him and we stung him. And there was an HBO film crew there when we confronted the chief of police with the video evidence. And 5 days later, they were raiding our house. And that raid in jail was nothing, Alex.
Well, this sets a precedent now. I mean, the police say you're criticizing the government. We're going to take your child. I want to go to Bob Chapman. Bob, this is classic terrorism. In the rules of war, and this is even war, this is political, you don't go after children and women. That has always been the rule because armies and systems don't want their forces going after their families. That's persona non grata. As a veteran, as military intelligence, as a patriot, Bob, does this make your blood boil to hear this case?
Well, it certainly does. It shows how out of control not only the federal government is, but other forms of government in law enforcement. And, you know, you say to yourself, where does it all end? Where are the good people? I mean, how do these things happen? And they are happening. This is a true story we're listening to here.
You know, I mean, I have the report. This? They say they took the child and are, I guess, trying to get the others because these people say teach their kids to not trust the government. I mean, that's as American as apple pie, Bob.
It certainly is. And so what course have you taken with the boy and getting him released? Where does that stand?
That's a good question. What course are you taking to get your son back?
We are fighting. Actually, we're in East Texas. We're fighting for change of venue so we can get it here.
To Travis County. We're having to drive to East Texas and pay lawyers a lot of money. By the way, any donations would really help us because we are a family out here doing all of this, and the government's got more money than we do, but we're fighting it out in East Texas courts, which is really tough. So we go back in 2 weeks, and that 2 weeks feels like 2 years being away from our son, but we go back in 2 weeks for a venue change, and if we get that, then the Travis County courts here will be able to take over.
What venue is this in right now?
It's in Upshur County, Texas, the Bible Belt, 240 churches in that one county, and they do not like
it. And they have no idea police are dealing drugs, selling drugs, using this to put their kids in prison. They think it's of the Lord, and the CIA don't bring it in, and you are of the devil.
That's exactly right, and that's what we're fighting.
And what they're actually doing is allowing the devil to take over. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You can't live without food, can't live without water, you can't live without being prepared. And you can't live without Standbirds. Standbirds.com offers hunting, shooting, camping, and preparedness supplies at low discount prices. Get ready! Standbirds.com has a long list. Ammunition, air guns, archery, and firearm accessories. Books, backpacks, decoys and DVDs, scopes, water filters, solar panels, tents, knives, and reloading supplies. Holsters, crossbows, compound bows, muzzle loaders, tactical gear, target throwers, cases, bags, personal care, and pet products. And we told you a long list, so long it won't begin to fit in this radio ad. So go to Stamberts.com today and see for yourself. That's Stamberts.com. We have the hunting, shooting, and camping gear to meet all your outdoor needs at low discount prices. Stamberts.com, Patriot-owned, reliable service, high quality. What more could you ask for? Stamberts.com, hunting and preparedness supplies you can't live without.
Do with it as he pleases, and
Well, one of the top photographers in the country, Dan Winters, is in studio with us. He's photographed Al Gore to Brad Pitt, from the presidents, you name it. And he's going to tell some of the interesting stories, that things he's witnessed doing this over the years. I met him and found out he was a fan and a listener when he took photos of myself for one of the cover stories for Texas Monthly last month. So that should be interesting coming up. And, of course, Bob Chapman's riding shotgun with us. You were just telling me that you guys have been threatened now, and that I don't even want to make your ex-husband, you know, the bad guy here. And I asked that. You said, no, he's not really. He's being threatened. He's being pressured. I guess the choice of CPS or take your son. But first, let's get into the threats, Barry.
Well, we've received threats, and attorneys of ours that know some people high up, and we've gotten hundreds of phone calls, people warning us and some other police officers that if we continue doing these cop stings, the next step is they'll plant something on me and put me away for 20 years, or they'll shoot me. So, like I said, we're one family exposing corruption, and the cost is very high. I had no idea this would ever happen.
Well, you're also getting ready to run for political office. That's another reason they want to bust
you.
Yeah,
I'm actually running for Texas Attorney General. And, by the way, one of the judges, I'd also let it out that if I didn't win Texas Attorney General, that I was going to run for judge in Precinct 5 of Austin. It turns out it was that judge in Precinct 5 that signed the search warrant to our home.
Wow, so this is the political boss hogs in these counties are going, boy, you don't expose the good business we got. We got these Christians around here fooled. We're trying to stop everything. They don't understand how it really works. Now, you going to keep your mouth shut, boy.
That's exactly right. That was a very good impression of what we're up against.
Yeah. We run these counties. We run these slaves around here.
Yeah, and the JP that signed the arrest warrant for us, it's her son that's the prosecutor on this case. The sergeant that raided my house, I used to be a hero of his when I was a narcotics officer teaching other officers throughout academies in Texas how to seize the narcotics that I was seizing. And I was one of his heroes. And since I switched side, he's had a vendetta against us ever since. So when we busted one of his friends stealing drug money, that's when he came through our door with the guns drawn.
But again, the key to all of this, here is the police report, confidential, that you guys got a hold of, so we're allowed to release it here. And it says, the reason your son was taken, please explain your current concerns regarding supervision of the children. Parents are unsuitable and create an environment where the children believe the government is out to harm them.
And Alex, there's another statement in there that says, Barry doesn't believe in church and hates his dad and wants his dad to die. Well, it's true I don't believe in the church because of the harms they've brought on this country. And the reason I don't care if my father dies or not, because he thinks I belong in jail. He's one of those old white Baptist Christian males, and he still thinks I should be separated from my family. So I disowned him 3 years.
But the point is, I mean, they're taking your personal comments and things and criticizing hypocrisy as if that's why you have to have your children taken.
Exactly, and that's what we're having to fight.
So this is taking people's children for their political speech.
That's what's going on.
Very dangerous precedent. Every parent is threatened. I mean, this is thought crime. You're a thought criminal, 1984.
Very serious.
Very serious. You know, Rosa Parks had to stand up on a bus one day to get something changed, and we stood up on a bus trying to prove that these cops actually do commit crimes. And
the drugs are brought in to reinstate slavery. They bring in addictive substances, push the legal ones on the kids at the same time. They're caught everywhere dealing them, controlling them, stealing the money. And they're the ones that want to keep it illegal, just like the drug dealers we've interviewed want to keep it illegal. Because they understand it's a black market that makes them all the money. And they're hoping the public doesn't figure this out. I don't like drugs. I don't like any of them. I mean, even coffee, I can't get off of it. But the issue is you shouldn't go to prison for it.
Exactly. Yep. And, you know, we caught a cop committing a felony stealing drug money, and nothing's happened to him, but we got raided.
And you had HBO with you. That footage is up on your website. Tell folks the name of the video and where they can see it.
It's nevergetbusted.com. It's a 45-minute video entitled Liberty Hill Finders Keepers. The whole 45-minute sting is there from beginning to end.
And there you are, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, a clip out where you run out with the HBO crew and show what's going on.
Wow. That's confronting the officer, and shortly after, you can see where that cop actually was, threw the bag away and took the money.
You mean even after you confronted him, he did that, or before?
No, what we did, I secretly filmed him stealing that money, and I held it in my pocket for 3 months until the HBO film crew could get down here. Then we went into Liberty Hill to confront that officer.
But that's okay to do that. It's just, if we catch a kid with a marijuana cigarette, we're going to throw him into prison that Bubba happens to own.
And they didn't even catch my kid with a marijuana cigarette.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Before you slip into unconsciousness,
but whenever you're persecuted and you stay the course, God will open doors for you. We're going to talk about some of the exciting things that are happening for you guys right now. We need to pray for you, pray for your son, your daughter, pray for everybody involved, your ex-husband. You know, I mean, this whole thing is so terrible. What's happening and them taking your son because you criticize the government. I mean, they've really opened themselves up to civil rights lawsuits. I want to say something about Williamson County and other rural counties that butt up to big cities like Austin. And we're now a big city, over a million people. 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, it was mainly cow pasture and some good old boys. And believe me, my family's been down here in this area of Texas for a long time. The corruption up there was known back then. You get good old boys in charge. They own the jail. Their family gets the contracts. And it's come out with, past mayor and police chiefs up in Georgetown with just stuff will just blow your mind what they're doing. And I predict Williamson County will end up going down in history. It's one of the most corrupt counties because as it gets bigger and hundreds of thousands of people move in there and they feed on all these new people from California and stuff moving in who have no idea, as they keep running this boss hog situation with hundreds of thousands of people under them, they're going to be brought to justice. And more and more they are being brought to justice. But Williamson County leadership is a cancer in this country. But similar things are going on. They've had all these CNN specials about where the police just admit in small towns in Texas, they just pull you over, take your money. You were taught how to do that. You were taught to plant drugs. Talking about your father, who thinks you're bad because you're for marijuana legalization, have you explained to him you were trained to plant drugs? I mean, does he think when you talk to him that that's morally okay? Or does he just deny that's happening?
Unfortunately, like a lot of the older Christians in this land, their ears are stopped. My father won't even look at the evidence. He won't even talk to me about it. He's a military man, and they taught him a certain way, and by God, that's not going to change. And unfortunately, that's the attitude a lot of.
But doesn't he know why we're having Obamacare and open borders and tyranny? It's because we are run by crooks. These mainline good Christian people need to stop living in denial.
Well, they're responsible for all the needless lives being locked up right now. They've made laws against morals. The Christians decided if they couldn't behave that way and everybody else was having fun dancing and drinking and doing drugs.
And the CIA narcotics traffickers in the 30s, even before the CIA was set up, they lobbied to have all this done because they'd lost alcohol prohibition.
Well, I actually got kilos of crack cocaine off the street that came directly from the CIA when I was a narcotics officer. And I was told at the time that that's what it was. And I didn't believe it because I was brainwashed, too. And later in years, when those documents begin to be revealed, I realized I was seizing cocaine that was put here by our own government and putting nonviolent people in jail for that. And I feel bad. I feel really bad about that. That's why I switched sides and produced these videos that teach how not to get busted for pot. And then we started doing Cop Busters, and that's Cop Busters with a K.
You got a lot of courage because I told you a year ago when you were in here, I said, buddy, get ready. They're coming down on you with both feet.
You did, Alex,
and they did,
and we
and they will. I mean, I'm just telling you that they will try to kill you next. I mean, you know that.
Yes,
this is big business. You're not going to cut into that.
Yes. You know, we've gotten. Did I already talk about the death threats and everything?
Yeah.
Well, I want to get Bob Chapman's final comments and then shift into other areas, and we'll monitor this as it unfolds. But people should go to your site. They should watch the videos, research it for themselves. And we should also pray for the evil hearts of police that think of us as non-humans. I mean, I've had police over and over again try to frame me for violence. I have the national media doing it right now. I've showed a clip earlier where the military is trying to frame my camera guys as terrorists.
Oh, you're definitely on the radar. I'm surprised you haven't been raided. I'm not sure how you've kept that.
Well, they understand that we have extremely clean noses here. And I've sued government before and others. And so they realize that we're a big target. And so, but I'm sure it unfortunately is in the works, and I've been told. But see, my dad always explained to me, he said, and then years after I kind of saw a similar thing at the end of Carlito's Way, it's not the high level gangsters that kill Carlito, it's the low level thugs. My dad, when I first started getting into this, he said, listen, I've studied a lot of history. He said, you can go after Bill Clinton, you can go after big, powerful politicians, you can do that. He said that when you go after boss hogs, they will kill you.
Oh, man.
Because boss hogs you can beat. The big bankers pretty much don't care. It's these boss hogs that are dangerous.
Well, see, I thought the opposite. We thought we were safe just setting stings up for local police because that's what the local people need.
No, that's the most dangerous.
We realize that now.
It's
just our son.
I mean, if you're a cop trying to investigate Oklahoma City being an inside job, and they killed a bunch of cops up in Oklahoma, tortured them to death. I mean, they don't play games. I mean, this is a $500 billion a year industry of narcotics trafficking. And as long as the mainline Christians are asleep and sucking their thumbs, the scam can continue.
Well, fortunately, you know, Hollywood's caught on, and we signed a movie deal with.
Yeah, tell folks the positive news. You got an NPR special, HBO, TV. Tell folks.
Yeah, we signed a deal not too long ago with Brett Ratner, the Hollywood giant who did Prison Break and X-Men and Rush Hours. And they want to do a movie in the theaters about our lives. And April 8th or 9th?
April 9th.
April 9th, NPR story will air
about
it.
This American Life.
It's called This American
Life. That's one of their biggest shows.
Yeah. Right.
About 4 million.
Yeah, that'll help.
But we were just as excited to be on your show, Alex. Yeah. Thanks for reaching out to us, because we are just a single family. We're not a big organization. We don't even have any full-time employees. We've done all of this as just activists as a family on our own.
Well, that's the key. We need more people to do what you've done until there's too many patriots standing up for them to stop us.
Exactly.
And that's one reason they haven't come after me physically yet. Well, they beat me up once and I get threats and threats on my family. I mean, a lot of stuff's happened. Is because we're an idea, and ideas are bulletproof, and we have gotten millions of people to take action, and they know if they kill me, it will just make everything I've done that much more evergreen.
Exactly. Well, still be careful out there, because they got Martin Luther King. And
well, I don't think I'm to that level, so.
Well, you know, he did some great things for his time, and I'm so thankful. He's one of my heroes. But this is 2010, and you've certainly carried it to another level.
Well, guys, give the website out again.
NeverGetBusted.com. Please go there and help us out. We've got a donate button there for our legal fees. And
I asked you about the Texas Rangers, and they won't investigate this.
Texas Rangers announced they won't investigate the Liberty Hill sting, which is not a surprise to me because I have a private clip on YouTube ready to roll where I actually filmed a phone conversation between me and them where they said this: "We'll just come to Austin and kick your ass." And I've got that on film. They did that over the Yolanda Madden case, where we stung the cops in Odessa on a false raid that resulted in Yolanda being released from prison after being there for 4 years. She's out of prison now.
Harry, do you remember me telling you to make copies of all your stuff? They didn't seize everything you had, did they? All your videos?
Pretty close, but we've got some backup.
Well, you've now got to put that Texas Ranger clip out.
And I actually didn't keep our videos on site. We always kept them somewhere else, but I had them in the house because that HBO film crew needed them.
Yeah.
And I forgot to return them back to their hiding spots.
Well, there's no doubt they were listening to your phones.
Possibly.
They're listening right now. What do you want to say to them?
Well, I want to tell them how cruel and evil they are, that this is cruelty like no other. When you start touching people's families, and I know you know you're not right, stop it, because we're not going to stop exposing corruption. And how dare you come into my home on a misdemeanor pointing guns at my family? If you were civilians and did that, you would have been charged with home invasion, burglary, theft, because you took all of our stuff and you did all that for a misdemeanor that I didn't even commit. And that's why we've got a $40 million lawsuit coming in your direction, and we're going to get our son back. I'll die. I'm nonviolent. But I will do everything in my power legally to get our son back. So, Zach, we're coming to get you, babe. Right, Candy?
And by saying you'll die, you're ready for him to kill you. You're ready to go all the way.
Well, I'll
use a real Texas Ranger quote from their founder. A man in the wrong can't stand up against a man who's in the right and keeps on a coming.
Thank you.
Guys, good having you in.
Hey, Alex, appreciate it.
God bless you.
Yes, sir, thanks.
All right, guys, we'll continue to watch this case with Barry and Candy Cooper. Pray for them, folks. Okay, going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, thank you for holding during that. I'm going to give you the floor now on the economy, the police state, all the big developments. But putting in caps on that, Bob Chapman, what's your take on what you just heard?
I want every American out there who heard this program to start doing the same thing in their communities with these people who are in law enforcement who are breaking the law. And that includes judges and politicians, all of whom feed from the same sewer. And it's been going on for a long time. It's a minority, usually, of people within law enforcement. Most people in law enforcement try to do the right thing. But, you know, they have the code. You got to protect each other.
Well, Whitehurst said it 2 days ago, former head of the FBI crime lab. He said they're good at the bottom, but the sewage is at the top.
Well, it's the same thing in any organization. And, you know, to have people in law enforcement involved in narcotics, which affect generally mostly children, is dreadful. And, you know, we see these things going on all over the country. And, I think what happens to a lot of these men, especially those who are in higher positions and had been in law enforcement for a number of years, they just get hardened to everything, and they are dealing with criminals for years, and they adapt some of the same approach to life as criminals do because they're so exposed to them. And I'm not trying to make excuses for them, but it happens. It's just like when someone's kidnapped, they find a relationship with the kidnapper so that they can handle it.
The Stockholm Syndrome.
That's right. And, you know, one of the things I want to mention here is a comment of the OSS during the 1930s being involved with narcotics. And they were taught how to do that by MI6, who had been involved for many, many, many years in narcotics going back into the Middle Ages.
Yeah, back to the private crown-chartered British East India Company. That was the first private intelligence operatives in Europe.
And then they branched out when they took India, and then they had the giant heroin trade going into China, which they had taken possession of. And most of those shippers who were doing the shipping for them were families from New England and New York who were in the shipping business. And many of the great fortunes that exist on the East Coast today came from running heroin from India to China for the British. And that's well documented. I think people should understand as well that the Central Intelligence Agency, people within that agency are deeply involved in this thing. Books have been written for the last 25 or 30 years about the subject. And there are many, many people who are highly placed in government and close to government who have never been apprehended for what they've done, who have been deeply involved in this. And I'm not going to go in detail on it, but you see what's going on in the Mexican border. This is a fight which involves the U.S. government via the CIA and the Mexican government to take over the drug trade. This is what it's all about. And the drug trade saying, we're not going to let you do that because you're just as big criminals as we are. So if you want it, you're going to have to fight for it. And that's what that's all about. And I thought I'd let people know that because our government in the United States is unbelievably corrupt, far worse than anything you could imagine in any country for many, many years.
Bob, shifting gears into the economy, you're our expert on that. What concerns you most with what's happening in the economy right now?
Well, I think that the sovereign debt problem, there's 19 countries that are bankrupt, and that includes the United States and Great Britain. And I think they're going to have to wind this thing down. They are using the injection of money and credit into the economy, not only here, but the G20 countries as well. These are the big countries. And they have used stimulus in each country. The stimulus is running out. This month will be the last month. The money and credit has been withdrawn to some extent. If they do not continue, the Treasury, the Federal Reserve, these central banks and these major countries, if they don't continue to inject money in the system one way or another, the system's going to collapse. And I've said from the very beginning, this didn't happen because it was incompetence or greed. This was planned this way. And so we don't know when they're going to pull the plug and create deflationary depression, but it's coming. And it could come very quickly. I'm looking at about a year and a half, maybe 2 years. And they're going to have to pull the plug because they can't control it anymore. And they're past the point of no return. They cannot go back. And believe me, they're terrified. And we have proof positive of that, of the way that they've gone after people like yourself, and of course me for many years. And they're going to go after other people. And anybody that exposes the crimes that they're involved in, whether it's narcotics or pedophilia or white slavery, all of these things which they're involved in, anybody is going to get a lot of heat.
Bob, let's break this down, though.
What the heat has created, Alex, it shows you that we're being very effective.
But as the IMF and World Bank documents from 2002 state, as other reports from inside the system admit, they created the derivatives bubble. They intended to implode the economy, but now you're saying they're scared. I mean, has it gotten out of hand for them? I mean, if they set all this up, and we know they did, then why are you saying they're panicking and scared?
Because they are. I don't think they want to go through with it, but they have to. And so they're trying to devise when they can do it with the least amount of heat. Now, you've seen Greece. Greece is bankrupt, has been for 10 years or more. And so they brought it up deliberately to see what the reaction was. And what they intend to do is to take all the countries that are bankrupt, and there'll be 19 of them, I can assure you. They're going to bring them all down together. And that's why I've said in the program before, they're going to have a meeting just like the meetings that were held in the 1970s called Smithsonian and the Plaza Accord and the Louvre Accord. They all get together, they devalue all the currencies, and they default on the debt, and they have a deflationary depression and a war at the same time. And that's what they're up to, and that's where they're headed. And we're exposing it, and they don't like it, and that's why we're getting heat. And believe me, if they knew where I was, I wouldn't be around.
That's right. You had to leave the United States, a decade ago?
No, it was 7 years ago, the last time. But that's not the first time. It started in the 1960s.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Bob has been there from the very beginning of the True Patriot movement against tyranny. I want to talk with him about militias. We support the militias. We're all in the militia as men, 18 to 45. But we want to explain how they're setting militias up. Some of the Fed-run militias then get mad and say, I'm criticizing militias. No, we're warning militias. We'll be right back.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Chapman is our guest, the internationalforecaster.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got the two new trailers we premiered last hour for Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, and a sneak peek, and the Invisible Empire trailer, the best yet, up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now throughout the weekend. If you're listening to rebroadcast, be sure and check it out as we expose these criminals and destroy their credibility, which is key to getting our country back. As our founding fathers did for more than a decade before we took the nation back, it was an info war. Bob Chapman, speaking of info war, militias are incredibly infiltrated. We support the militia. It's constitutional. But I've noticed that Fed-run militias always attack me when I warn other militias they're being set up. I warned Hatari in August of last year and got attacked for it, saying they're getting ready to set you up. Out of 400 militias that are public, I called it right because I could see what was happening. Explain to people going into this month of April your take on how they're going to try to provocateur, or if you agree with me.
I agree with you. And, you know, they've used this for years. I mean, you can go back into the 1960s with the Minutemen. I mean, how many people have even heard of the Minutemen? It was a very large, strong organization throughout the United States, sort of a more militant type of pro-American patriot movement than the John Birch Society was, which is more into education. And they infiltrated like mad. And it happened at every level. And so you had to be very careful what you said and what you did. And they're still doing it today. I mean, I had people from the federal government try to plant grenades in my garage. Now, fortunately, I caught them, and I told them if they came back, I'd kill them. And fortunately, they didn't come back. And I put up with this sort of thing for years.
Bob,
so you've got to be very careful who you're dealing with.
Bob, I learned this 14 years ago when I would warn militia people or catch fake militias lying about me that the Fed-run militias, when you warn other militias, they attack you, and you're not supposed to warn militias about infiltration. That is 2 + 2 = 4. Anybody attacking me for warning militias and saying I'm attacking militias and telling lies, obviously they are super suspect. Do you agree?
Absolutely. You know, I've seen it. I've gone through it. I've had people for government go to people who I knew very well and threaten to put them in jail unless they set me up. And they would say to the, and this happened several times, that you don't scare me, he does. And they went away and didn't come back.
Why do you think out of so many people they got a particular, well, you know the word for you?
Because I work with the government, they train me, they figure they own me. That's the psychological profile of these people. How dare he go off and tell people the truth about what we're doing? He's supposed to do what we're doing.
How long off and on did you work for different intelligence agencies?
About 5 years. And I'll tell you something very interesting, and I won't tell you who the character is, but everybody knows him. I met him one time. I went in his office, and they wanted to do a business deal. And I flew into where he was outside Washington, and he was reading my file from the Central Intelligence Agency. And I said, well, gee, you must know all about me by now, because I hadn't known him before. And he said, yeah. He said, you know, you should be working with us. And I said, oh, really? I said, I just finished reading the book Compromised. Have you read it? And he said, well, I don't want to talk about that. Let's just talk about business. And so these people around and in government, some from the military.
Stay there. Got a break. Stay there.
Thank you you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, Bob Chapman, I can't say on air what TV network the person works for that you were just mentioning, can I?
I don't think you should. They know. They monitor all these programs. They just get more mad and try to figure out what to do about it. But these people aren't going to go away, and we're not going to go away either. And we're just going to keep on doing what we're doing, which is waking people up to the truth. And it'll all fall in place. And if we don't do a good enough job, he'll step in, the Lord, and he'll help us, just like you said earlier. So let's just keep on doing what we're doing. But you're going to help us out there. Especially help people like the gentleman and his wife who were just on here. It's incredible what they're going through. And I'm sure these sort of things are going on throughout the country. And we can't have that.
I see reports every day that dwarf even that. It's just I know these people. It's happening all around us. For the average person in government, though, who's even involved in corruption, they're compartmentalized. They don't get the big picture. They haven't studied it. I mean, now the government's openly announcing every week they're going to start taking pension funds. I mean, that's now what the good guys do, and they're going to use Homeland Security to make sure it happens. I mean, this is pure evil. They've thrown their lot in with pure evil. It's not too late for a lot of these guys that work for the evil to make the decision to join the Patriots.
An exit. And, you know, that's where they get them. They need to make a living, and, of course, the economy's terrible. And if you leave your post, where are you going to work? They're not even hiring garbage collectors. It's bad out there, and it's going to get a lot worse. And so these people, a lot of them are trapped. They say, well, I don't want to do that. Well, if you don't, you're out of here. You're just like the policeman. They say, look, you're going to write 40 tickets a month, and that's the end of it. If you don't, you know, you're going to either be demoted or we're going to replace you.
And then they lie about it and say there aren't quotas, but now they admit there's quotas.
Finally, after, you know, what, 100 years? You know, some states are really dreadful. And I got a letter today from someone who lived in New Jersey, and he said, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, they need to raise revenue so badly that they're it doesn't matter whether you break the law, infractions. They're going to pull you over anyway because they need the money.
Well, that's what Robin Hood went through, and that's what all of our ancestors, regardless of what color you are, where you came from, this is the old fight. You get corrupt government, it gets filled with criminals, they start robbing everybody, and there's no doubt we've got a really bad brand of tyranny taking over the West. But the people are waking up. Dr. Frederick Whitehurst thinks things are better now than they were a decade ago. We just now know things are bad, so it seems like it's worse. He thinks the tide is starting to turn. Do you agree?
Don't know. I hope he's right, but I never do things on hope. I always try to deal with the cold, hard facts that I can see and what I might be able to back into, knowing the only way you can understand these people, particularly at the other upper levels, is understanding the very sophisticated criminal mind. And if you can understand where the you know, the next thing that this criminal's going to do, you can stop them. And we know what they're going to do, the invisible government. Right there. You've got it right there in the DVD. That's what we're going to get out to people so they can better understand what they're dealing with. People in $4,000 suits running around robbing the world.
Do you agree that they're going to stage events very, very soon to be blamed on the Tea Party?
Yes, and it just won't be the Tea Party. It'll be all over the place. And they don't have to be major events. They can be small ones. They want to keep people's minds in turmoil. That's why they create these wars. People don't worry about economics and finance if they think their three boys who are over in Afghanistan, Iraq, and, say, Haiti are going to get killed tomorrow morning. They're more concerned about that, and that's why they have these wars. Of course, they want to get rid of people, too.
And they want to destroy the economy so that everybody's too busy trying to pay the rent and pay the car payment and the insurance payment or fighting off the CPS to stand up against corruption. Bob, thanks for spending time with us. TheInternationalForecaster.com. We'll see you again next Friday. God bless you.
You got it. Thank you all for listening.
You bet. Dan Winter's coming up.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from Infowars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at Infowars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A couple months ago, Texas Monthly, I guess three or four now, called me, did an in-depth interview. I thought it was going to be a bad hit piece because mainstream media always does hit pieces, but it was pretty fair. I mean, I'd say 80% accurate. And I'd actually interviewed the reporter who exposed Tulia, Texas drug dealing and how they had right at half the black population in the town in the jail owned by the local Boss Hogg. They were planting drugs on him. And it's Nate Blakesley. And then they said, yeah, we've got Dan Winters doing the photo shoot, and I don't, I mean, I like photography, but I'm not a photography, you know, expert or a photography buff, but I knew the name Dan Winters because he's in the top two or three, four reporters, not just in the U.S., but in the world. Time Magazine, Newsweek, I mean, you name it, this guy has photographed, you know, all the top politicians, all the top writers, all the top spiritual leaders, Hollywood folks, Brad Pitt, you name it. We're going to be showing some of those images for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. For radio listeners, they can go to DanWintersPhoto.com and look at some of these. And so, I mean, I don't know who top photographers are, but I knew who Dan Winters was. And then he built a whole stage, a whole set for me out in his place out in the Texas Hill Country. And then he was telling me, in between the shoots, you know, all these wild stories about different politicians or people he refused to photograph. And so he's here until the end of the show, end of the hour. And so we're very, very honored to have him here with us. Dan Winters began his career in photography as a photojournalist in his hometown in Ventura County, California, widely recognized for his celebrity portraits, scientific photography, and photojournalistic stories. He's won over 100 national and international awards. His wide range of publications and clients include Esquire, Fortune, Entertainment Weekly, Texas Monthly, Rolling Stone, Nike, Microsoft, Warner Brothers, and Sony. And in 2003, Dan was honored by Kodak as photo icon in their biographical Legends series. So he is a photography icon, and he is here with us. Dan, thanks for being here.
Good to see you, Alex. Good to see you.
You bet.
Last time it was under totally different circumstances, but I'm at the receiving end of the sharp stick now rather than you, so it's good to be here.
Well, I tell you, you did an amazing job. I mean,
yeah, I was pretty thrilled.
These are some incredible photos. In fact, we'll put some of the photos he took of me up there and then some of the others. You're here. I appreciate you coming in. I mean, you're on the Big Conspiracy Theorist show.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I you know, the thing about you and the thing about what you do and what you guys do, I think, is that, you know, it's more than a full-time job to keep track of all this stuff. And so, you know, the normal Joe goes to work. He comes home from work. He kicks back. He has his beer. He watches Fox News. He doesn't have time to pay attention to this stuff. And so I've always admired people, regardless of where their position was, that kind of really pay attention to this stuff. And, you know, I've dabbled in it, you know, and I think the most kind of almost one of the most sort of insulting or at least, kind of patronizing sort of responses that, that people give me whenever I talk about these issues is, you know, instantly that you're like demoted to, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, rather than having like an open-minded conversation about something that you've looked into. It's like, you know, I looked into, you know, Flight 93, for example. You know, I became curious. I'm interested in aerospace. I heard some of the reports. Well, you know, they were making cell phone calls and this and that. And I'm like, well, you know, the infrastructure for a cell phone call from 30,000 feet isn't in place. And it's, you know, I have no idea what happened. It's neither here nor there, but I question it from like a scientific standpoint, like, well, how did that happen? You know, so I start researching that, and I start researching like capabilities in the Eastern Corridor, altitudes that cell phone signals will reach, et cetera, and it like doesn't make sense, you know. And then there's all these cell phone or communications experts and technicians and, you know, electronics technicians that you can find online that are saying like, hey, you know, it's neither here nor there, but I can tell you right now that no one made a cell phone call from 30,000.
And it came out last year in FBI documents. That the Solicitor General had never got a call from his wife and didn't talk to her. FBI admitted that. It came out 2 weeks ago. The ACLU sued and got the documents where Cheney ordered the commission not to look at the attacks, and it was a cover-up. We have 6 of the 10 commissioners saying it's a criminal cover-up. Yeah. John Farmer. But then we're not supposed to even ask questions as citizens.
I know.
We're supposed to sit down and shut up.
Well, you know, you look at it, too, and you look at the evidence, and you look, oftentimes what happens is with any crime scene is, you know, the first responders are the only ones that get any imagery. After that, it's completely closed off. So they made this, like, ridiculous airplane-shaped pit in the ground that had some smoldering embers, almost like they put some charcoal in there and ignited it, you know. And the official sort of FBI, and they handled it as a crime scene. So the FBI handled the site, the FBI didn't, is that right?
Yes.
So they made this really ridiculous looking airplane shaped crater that was smoldering, and that was obviously to sort of, you know, to please the media with, you know, some sort of like visual. And and there was this ridiculous diagram that came out that I saw that I wish I had actually brought. That was the official FBI version of how the crash took place and what happened. And so basically what they said is the airplane came down in a straight dive, hit the ground, and the entire plane went under the ground. And they had a diagram they'd drawn.
Meanwhile, separately, the state police said an 8-mile debris field, engines 5 miles away.
I know. Which indicates high altitude, you know, catastrophic failure at high altitude, which indicates a missile, obviously. You know, it's kind of like, it's the most ridiculous thing. And once again, you know, my friends instantly, you know, they're like, well, what do you think happened? What do you think this? What do you think that? And I'm like, you know, look, I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know how. I can tell you though that aircraft didn't hit the ground in one piece, because obviously, you know, an engine isn't going to end up 5 miles away from a crash site. You can look at, you know, crash site after crash site after crash site that, you know, that's been investigated by the FBA, that's widely photographed. And when a plane, you know, breaks up at altitude, the debris field, you know, flight 111
Lockerbie.
No, that was 111 was the one in Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia.
Yeah, that was the...
Well, we know debris fields, even when massive, they crash into mountains or fields, they're normally hundreds and hundreds of yards long.
Absolutely. Contained, reasonably contained, right? But at altitude, the Lockerbie one, how big was the debris field there? Massive.
Yes.
High altitude, burst, et cetera. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's so insulting. You know, if you do, you know, if you have an open mind, you have an understanding of some of these things, which, you know, I'm interested in these things, and you do 2 hours of research with existing imagery, you know, it's ludicrous that you would try to be sold that line.
Then you've got Building 7.
Well, Building 7, I know you're an expert on. I don't know as much about it, but I have researched the Pentagon one quite a bit. And that's another one that's absolutely ludicrous.
There's no engine holes, and there's a 16-foot hole.
Yeah, there's a 16-foot hole, no engine holes. And if you know, the structural integrity of an aircraft, once it's compromised, those things are made out of thin aluminum. They, you know, once it's compromised, those things will, you know, they'll crush so easily, right? But the engines are these masses, right, of titanium. They're heavy, heavy, heavy. They're not going to break up. If you see any imagery of car bombs in the Middle East, for example, you know, you have the entire car completely disintegrated, right? But there's always an engine block sitting there. That thing does not break up. You know, it's the one piece that, like, stays intact. So, you know, when you see, even on the debris field in Flight 93, right, the debris field's 8 miles wide. There's an engine 5 miles away. The photographs of the engine are the engine. Is intact. It's an engine. So when the cruise missile is what I think hit the Pentagon, on either side of that hole, there should have been massive holes, and the windows aren't even broken. It's like the most insulting.
And then later, after hours of fire, part of the roof caves in.
Exactly.
And they try to show that on the news. Yeah, I know. We have hundreds of these big high def photos that the government even took, and it's a smoking hole that looks like a perfect missile blast.
Exactly.
And everybody smelled cordite. Then they release some blurry image 6 years after that doesn't even show anything. Nothing. And say there's the plane.
Yeah, exactly.
Meanwhile, they had hundreds of high def cameras. They won't release those.
Right. Of course. And the one image that they do release, if you lay a 757 over the size of that image, it's dwarfed. You know, it has a small profile, small signature, and a 757 would dwarf that thing and make a bigger hole and the wings and the engines. It's like ludicrous. And the fact that it, you know, happened to hit the, you know, mainly unoccupied section of the Pentagon, right? It was under construction.
Why do they think we're so dumb?
I don't know. And, you know, the other thing, too, is I know a lot of pilots. I've flown quite a bit in my life. The idea that, you know, setting up an approach to hit a runway starts 20 or 30 or 50 miles away from the runway, because you get into your approach, you set it up, and you go into, like, a controlled descent, and basically you fly the aircraft right to the ground, right? So the idea that these guys, and, you know, it's precision. It's precision to hit a runway. It's precision to hit the end of a runway. And so what you do is you take these guys that supposedly, like, took some classes on how to steer an aircraft, and you're trying to sell me the idea that they were able to hit the Pentagon precisely, put it into a controlled descent, get into ground effect, and, you know, hit it, like, what, 12 feet above the ground? Like, perfect, like, perfect. Like,
hundreds of top pilots said they couldn't do that on their best day.
I know. They couldn't even do it. They couldn't be that precise with it, because, you know, getting into ground effect where you're riding on that air cushion and riding it right into that.
Even when they've had 50, 60 miles to get ready, you come in and only the best pilots can set them down smooth.
Exactly.
But still, they have to time it just right.
Exactly. And that's why a runway is 9,000 feet.
And the plane comes in like this. It doesn't come in near them perfectly.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. So tell me about Building 7, because you know more about that.
No, Dan, we've got you here. That's why I knew you'd be perfect for radio, because you and I were just, you know, really hit it off and we're talking. You said you had a lot of friends that were listeners. I'm just honored to have you here. And I wanted to talk about some of the interesting stories with celebrities and politicians, and also just get your view on the world and ask how you became such an awesome photographer.
Started when I was a kid. My favorite thing to do. I think the thing I'm most grateful for in my life is that, you know, every day I get up and I do exactly what I love to do. And, you know, I think the majority of the people that are, you know, have an interest, have a hobby, you know, it's an after work and enterprise, you know, it can't be parlayed into a career. And yeah, I don't know. I feel really fortunate about it, but also I, on some level, I'm not really surprised by it, you know, because it was always my passion. It was always what I felt like I would do.
If you follow your passion and do it because it's a passion, you're going to be successful.
100%.
Everybody else I've run into are trying to be famous or trying to be successful. If you just have passion.
Exactly. Yeah, if you know, it's the way you're expressing your passion in the universe. Someone told me that, said if you have something to give the universe will beat a path to your door. And I really believe that. You know, it's like, you know, I'm a freelancer and I've been freelance for about 25 years. And people ask me all the time, like, oh my God, how can you live like that? You have no idea what you're doing next month, you know? Don't you want some kind of steady job, or this or that? And, you know, about 20 years ago, I made peace with it. I believe in the process. I put myself out there, and I feel like every time I do a job, I'm really respectful and reverent of the fact that the client's trusting me. They're investing their money in me, and I knock it out of the park every time.
You do. Dan Winters, stay there. We're going to break. Back in just a few minutes, we'll show you some more of his photography.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, We offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, one of the top photographers in the world, I mean, I've looked him up, as some say the top photographer in the world. I mean, there's no one more prolific, and we're honored to have him. We're going to be scrolling through some of the politicians, movie stars, you name it, religious leaders that he has photographed for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, or you can go to DanWintersPhoto.com to see a lot more. Because he has computers in his office, and I'd be seeing photos of Schwarzenegger and photos of Al Gore. But they're all so unique and just almost like a lens, take the spirit of somebody and then magnify it. I think that's what Dan Winters does. And we're going to talk about how you're able to do that, or is it just a kind of an idiot savant? I'm not saying you're an idiot, but you know what I mean? Like some. I mean, I think of myself with political stuff sometimes. It's just, you just know you have that talent. But going back to the term conspiracy theorist, you're right. It's just a label they throw on people to say, oh, this information can't be looked at. This information, it's a way to downgrade it, when really just questioning the system is what any free human's supposed to do. I mean, here's the Globe and Mail today. The dangerously unbalanced world of global governance. They're admitting world government's being established. It's run by the banks. But then they say you're a conspiracy theorist if you don't want to be a slave of banks.
Exactly. And there's the, you know, and I'm sure you've probably used the quote on your show probably on more than one occasion, but there's that great quote by Goering from the Nuremberg trials that says, you know, the normal people don't want war, but after all, it's not the normal people that are making the policy. You know, it's the politicians that are making the policy, and it's very easy to bring the normal people along. All you have to do is convince them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism. It works every time. And that is so true. You know, the whole idea of like questioning anything. I mean, even the fact that, you know, how contrived the term Patriot Act was, you know, so it implies that if you resist it at all, that, oh man, you're not patriotic. You
know? Or the New Freedom Initiative to put half of America's kids on psychotropic drugs. That's a new freedom.
Yeah, absolutely. What about talk locally, you know, what about the police chief in Austin with the mandatory, you know, if you refuse breathalyzer, the mandatory blood test.
Without even having warrants.
Where they take you to a hospital and they violate your physical body to get blood out of you.
And now they're training the cops to do it.
It's unbelievable to me that anybody would stand for that for one second. I mean, clearly, historically, there's been policies that have been administered that have, you know, it's taken a while to get rid of them because you have to go through the appellate courts and to the Supreme Court, and then suddenly it's deemed like unconstitutional. But in the meantime, you know, people are being, and believe me, you know, I think drunk driving is aberrant and I would not participate in it at all. But the idea that you can actually like take blood out of someone's body.
Well, they undermine the Bill of Rights and Constitution for a supposed greater good, but we know they're scientifically really just targeting the general population. It's like Homeland Security. We've gotten their internal documents. It's really all pointed at the American people.
Absolutely.
From the beginning.
Absolutely. I did a really interesting piece, and I wish I had actually given you the photograph, but I was hired by a magazine to Esquire, and they were doing a piece on FAA and the TSA people and the way they screen. And that what the guy that was the head of the program within the FAA to test screening, and he was an ex-Navy SEAL, and his job, he had a small group of individuals, and their job was to breach airport security. And so what they would do is they'd look for patterns. They'd go into airport, they'd look for patterns. They'd do exactly what you would do if you were trying to breach airport security. You would educate yourself on what it was, on their methods, on their means, and then you would do it, right? So the whole idea of like the TSA screening and stuff, while I agree there should be some kind of, you know, checks and balances for people getting on an airplane, it's such a band-aid. When we go on jobs, we carry on, you know, $25,000 worth of cameras, and we carry them on, and it's a big case full of electronic equipment that no one no one in the TSA has any idea what they're looking at. And they'll open it up and they'll kind of look through it and they'll close it up. I mean, who knows what the hell those
kids. Well, we know, and they've admitted, all this TSA grabbing women's breasts, grabbing men's genitals, putting us through naked body scanners is to train us to have our privacy violated.
Physical space violated.
Yes.
Exactly. So get back to that Esquire story. So the guy who's writing, or the guy that's being focused on, is the guy that's the head of this, you know, sort of like rogue entity within the TSA / FAA, whose job is to violate or breach airport security. So, you know, what they do is they look for patterns, and he came up with this whole method at Kennedy. He said, look, you know, there's like three flights to the Middle East at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon out of Kennedy. And he said, we've watched very closely the way TSA goes through stuff, and they basically don't even look at anything. This stuff's going on. So he said that would be a prime target. So they make a bomb-looking device. They put it in a bag, and it gets through. So he was doing this. So my assignment from the magazine was, okay, why don't you – what we need you to do is we need you to figure out how to take down an aircraft. So I said, okay. So once again, I go online. I spend maybe 6-7 hours researching it. I figure out what kind of explosive to make, how you can make it. It's not detectable by any of the carbon-based testing methods that the TSA uses.
Dan Winters, got a break. That was a short segment. Long segment coming up. Let's finish that story when we get back. Then we'll get into some of the more interesting things you've seen in your life traveling the world. Dan Winters is our guest. DanWintersPhoto.com. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Folks, folks, shifting gears into another subject briefly, and then we'll continue the story that Dan Winters was telling about this shoot for Esquire. And we're going to get into some other important issues with him while we're scrolling great photos he's taken in the background. For radio listeners, you'll be able to see this archived at prisonplanet.tv. Charlie Sheen quits Two and a Half Men. And I don't normally get into entertainment news, but this is not really stemming from the problems he's had. You know, good friend of mine, 9/11 truther, really smart guy, great guy. I can just tell you all the stuff you've heard in the news. It's made up or exaggerated. His enemies will, you know, declare victory. But a year ago, he told me he wanted this to be his last season. And just a few months ago, he told me before the thing happened on Christmas Day that he probably wasn't going to re-up his TV show. But here's the New York Post. Troubled, Charlie Sheen says he's leaving hit CBS TV show Two and a Half Men. At the end of the season, Sheen, who returned to a men's set last month after a stint in rehab, will call it quits after taping his final episode April 9th. See, that's not even true. I know Charlie. He wasn't drinking, wasn't using drugs, drinks way too much coffee and smokes Marlboro Reds. So I spent a lot of time with him. But he went to basically a spa so that under the stress, he wouldn't go back on alcohol or drugs that he'd been off of for years. So that's a lie here from his enemy, the New York Post. His spokesman, Stan Rosenthal, did not deny the report. Charlie's deal is only through this current season, he told People. So there's the inside scoop here, folks. Charlie quit because he wants to spend time with his family and is sick of 8-plus seasons. And the New York Post and others are spinning this like his problem with his wife, Brooke, who's a nice person, like that's why he's quitting. That may have been the cherry on top, but there's that info. Dan, I apologize for digressing off into fluff, but Charlie's my friend. I wanted to back him up and set the record straight.
Yeah, I don't think it's fluff. He's done some good work, I think.
Well, you know, everybody's human, and people love to see somebody big in trouble. Okay. And you know, even when Limbaugh got caught in stuff worse than what Sheen's involved in, I wasn't cheering his downfall, mm-hmm. even though I disagree with him passionately, yeah. because I just don't. I only cheer for real tyrants going down. Mm-hmm. You know, people like Hitler or Stalin or Mao.
Mm-hmm. I agree totally. And I think you're absolutely right about it. I think we love watching people ascend the ladder, but we like watching the ladder fall over much better. And I think the media and the way the media works and the way publishing works, et cetera. And I'm a part of it. So, I mean, I should be pointing the finger back at myself, but the idea is to create a lure so that someone feels larger than life. And I think, we talk about why film and why celebrities, specifically like actors and film, why for some reason it is such a part of our collective consciousness. And I think it's for that very reason. You know, I can go see The Hurt Locker, and you can go see The Hurt Locker completely separately. But we have an experience that provides connectivity. And so you and I both now are connected through seeing that film. We can talk about it. We can talk about the issues around it, et cetera. So I think that's one reason. And, you know, it stems.
And I think it's sick wanting to see somebody fall.
Absolutely.
When this happens to our own families and neighbors. This is sick. This shows a sickness. And I see it getting progressively worse that people love to see somebody in trouble. But I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Well, I think to get to what you're saying right now, too, I think that, you know, I think that when someone gets really angry at someone who's suffering, rather than look at it from love and detachment and with compassion, I think it says something about the individual, you know, that's throwing the stones. You know, he who is without sin, may he cast the first stone. I mean, to do a biblical quote, it's absolutely spot on. You know, we are all fallible. We're all failed. We all have our own problems. I realized several years ago that, you know, the one thing that we all have in common is that we all have problems, period. We all have problems. And I think our role in life is to try to work through those problems.
And that's the human condition.
Absolutely, 100%. So, yeah, it is.
Yeah, I only want to bring down people that are hurting masses of innocents and who are consciously setting people up, consciously hurting others, consciously launching wars, torturing people, betraying. That's why I hate these politicians. Bush, of course, and Obama expanding wars, wiretapping, continuing the torture, continuing the arrest, and watching him use all of this hope that people had put into him against them. And again, I don't personally hate Obama. I know he's a puppet who they plan to destroy. Mm-hmm. It's just that I realize that the institution itself is just so ruthless.
Yeah, the institution, and I think that's a good point. I worked with him. You know, he seemed like one of those guys you'd want to go out and have a beer with. He seemed like a totally cool guy. I believe, truthfully, that when he was campaigning, he has a lot of, you know, ethos that he adheres to that he really believes in. But I think when you get in that office and they, you know, the first day that you're briefed, you know, it's all bets are off, you know. I mean, the first day it was like, we're closing Guantanamo. And I saw a photograph recently that was the most ironic photograph. It was a picture of one of the guards or one of the, you know, one of the officials at Guantanamo hanging his photo up in the lobby when you come in. You know, it was the most ironic image considering, you know, if you've ever been to a military installation, when you walk in the main building, there's the chain of command. So, you know, you'd walk in a building during Bush's administration and Bush was in the middle. And then on either side, there were photographs of the chain of command that goes down. So at Guantanamo, there's the chain of command and there's Obama, the photograph of Obama right in the middle. And, you know, I truly believe, like, I won't weep when Kissinger drops. I won't weep when Rockefeller drops. I don't think, honestly, anybody will. And that's really unfortunate, you know, that they've lived a life like that. But, you know, once again, you know, I try to view these things.
Yeah, their human journey is just a tragic event of power and avarice. Now, I interrupted you with a break. Let's go back to that Esquire piece that you were talking about. Recap it and then tell us about it.
Okay. The assignment, to get back to it, Esquire was doing a piece on airport security and the idea of, you know, how difficult my assignment was, Dan, research and illustrate how difficult it would be to take down an airliner. And initially I thought, well, that's kind of an irresponsible job. It's kind of irresponsible to illustrate that. But then I thought about it and I thought, well, it's actually more irresponsible not to illustrate how easy it is, because anybody that wants to take down an airliner is going to take down an airliner. Period. You know, they're going to do it. They're going to do the research required and they're going to figure it out. So I started looking into it and I spent several hours on the internet and I came up with a formula for an explosive that was non-detectable by the screening that's used now, which is all carbon-based detection. This is a chemical element. It's got 80% of the destructive power or the explosive force of TNT, and it can be made at your house. It can be carried. So the method I came up with is this. You know, you get three guys working together, and this is all based on the fact that these guys are going to off themselves, but there doesn't seem to be a shortage of guys that are willing to
And you're doing this drill to try to stop this from happening.
Or to try to illustrate to people, like, hey, look how easy this is. You know, look how easy it would be to do this, you know. And it's almost like a wake-up call. It's like, oh, my God, you know, like, you know, we think these guys are, you know, the security is such a Band-Aid. You know, it's, you know, right after 9/11, what was it like? You couldn't walk 2 feet away from your bag without getting, like, scolded, right? Now it's like, I'll leave my bag at the gate, ask someone to watch it, go to the bathroom, come back. It's like no one's worried. There was National Guard in the airport when it
happened. But we go back to the point that most of it's manufactured. Have you had time to see the underwear bombing?
I totally agree. You know, it's...
I mean, the State Department says they were ordered by a U.S. intelligence agency to help him get on the plane.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. So it's the same thing. It's the whole idea of, like, you keep them in fear. You know, threat level orange, threat level yellow, threat level red. I laugh when I hear that stuff when I'm at the airport because it reminds me of that Goering quote. It's like, you know, keep them in fear. Keep them feeling like they're being repressed. Let me get back to the Esquire thing. So I figure out the whole process to do this. You know, you get three guys. You have two guys carrying the explosive device in their groin. Once again, usually, and this might be changing, but usually, even with a pat down, they don't go right to that area. You know, so you can get that in, and then you take in a 9-volt battery, some wire, a couple flashlight bulbs. I used a timer off of a dog feeder, right, that I bought at, you know, Academy or something. So the idea is you take all this stuff in independently, which is, it'd all be very easy to get in. The only thing I thought would be difficult was maybe some duct tape. So I thought, well, what you'd do is you'd line your entire bag with duct tape and then you could get it in and then you could pull the strips off and use it. But then you go into the little kiosk, you buy a couple of bottles of Coke and you all go to the men's room. One guy goes into the handicap stall. He spends about 15 minutes assembling the thing, getting it all ready to go, puts it on his bag, takes it into the plane. And then the research further was, well, okay, so he blows it up in the plane. It might compromise, you know, the hull. It might do this. It might do that, but it probably wouldn't take it down. So what you do then, which is also another one of these ridiculous Band-Aids, is that, you know, once 9/11 happened, they reinforced all the cockpit doors. You know, they made these Kevlar doors. You can't get in. But what they didn't do is they didn't reinforce the bulkhead behind the captain or the co-pilot. All they did is do a door. So 757 and a couple other aircrafts have a, in the first class cabin, they have a bathroom that immediately backs up against the cockpit. So you go in there and you detonate it and it's done. And, you know, this was, you know, 6 hours of research on my part. And so the idea is that it's incredibly simple to do this stuff.
How long ago did you do that for Esquire?
It was like 2 years ago. And I wish I had brought that image with me, because what I did is I did a still life of all of the elements that were required.
What should we Google? Dan Winters, Esquire, how to bomb a plane?
Let's see. Do that. It was Esquire or Best Life. I'm thinking, after I said Esquire, I was thinking it might be Best Life. Do Dan Winters' Best Life bomb, and I bet it'll
Dan Winter's Best Life bomb. Did you guys have any luck? Because he wanted to also show people how fake the photo is with the newspaper and the rifle of Lee Harvey Oswald in the front yard where the shadows are all wrong. Okay, well, we'll show that first. But we're running out of time here. I knew it'd be great to have you on the radio because you've got so much knowledge and we're so similar in so many ways in our perspectives. You were telling me stories, and I don't know if some of them are off record or if you want to tell stories, but what are some interesting stories about movie stars or politicians or Rick Perry or whatever that you can tell?
Okay. Rick Perry, the hair politician. You know, the funniest story about Rick Perry, I photographed him twice. You know, he is the consummate smooth guy. He comes in, you almost instantly have a nickname. He remembers your name. It's this whole politician thing. You know, and I've been other politicians, you know, a good friend of mine, Jack Valenti, who just passed recently, he told me, if you don't like Bush, don't spend 10 minutes in a room with him because you'll love him, because he's that kind of, you know, you instantly get a nickname. You instantly feel like, you know, he has that ability to make you feel special, you know. And, you know, I was offered twice to photograph him. Newsweek offered me a cover the day after the election, the initial election, when he was first voted president. And I turned it down because I just fundamentally can't, like, photograph someone.
Well, you know, he looks more like a demon when he does the smiles, or like an evil clown. Yeah. That when he does that laughing, yeah. I mean, it upsets me. And, you know, he had me arrested one time for just asking him a question. I don't know if you've ever Googled Alex Jones arrested for asking governor a question at a press conference.
Okay.
And I asked him about the world government. They just drugged me out and arrested me.
Is that right? Well, I had a funny run in with Rick Perry at a bicycle sports shop. I went in there to get something and he was in there and he was in his bike outfit and he had his assistants with the big file of faxes and a couple of the Capitol Police with him. And, so I heard him. I was in there and I was kind of listening and I heard him talking to his assistant and he said, like, okay, I'm going to go for a bike ride from 10 to 12. Then I'm going to meet Bill for lunch. Then after that, I'm going to do this and go for a run. Then I'm going to go swim, you know, this. And I'm listening to all this. And, as soon as he finished it, I was standing right next to him and I said, you planning on doing any governing today? Because it sounded like his day was full of recreation, you know. But, yeah, these guys, you know, most of these guys. And I think the point you brought up about Bush's laugh, my experience with politicians is they don't really know what they're supposed to do. And so they have this kind of fake smile that they throw on. And you know, I photographed Phil Graham one time and I said, he kept doing this really bizarre smile. And I was trying to get a shot that felt natural, like we were talking about earlier. You were talking about the idea of how to kind of like capture the essence of someone, you know, and when they're not taking direction and they're doing what they think a photograph is supposed to be. You know, I think a lot of people think like, oh, a great photo is of a sunset or something. You know, it's like super passe. But once again, a sunset inspires all of us. People look at a photo of the sunset and it takes them to that point, whatever. The most common sort of genre of photographs. But Phil Graham said, I said, yeah, maybe just relax your mouth. Maybe just do something serious. And he said, boy, I worked on this smile for a long time. I'm going to smile. So, and it was the
boy,
most painfully forced, like, smile you could possibly imagine. But I don't even know where we're at.
I like to photograph, like, out in the country, old shot-up washing machines.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the way the bullets have gone through and the rust.
Cars. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff I like.
Yeah.
Not that I just like photographs, you know, that are of an old barn or an old woman. I love all of your photos.
That's great. Thanks.
Because it does. So I was accurate when I said that you somehow draw out the essence of people.
I try to. And, you know, I think to a certain extent, it's like I've called it a manufactured intimacy. And I think the idea behind, you know, the range of human expression and human emotion is so wide that I think what I try to do is I try to capture sort of like, usually, except for the case with your crazy screaming photograph, is that but that's a part of your personality, and so that was an accurate representation, I suppose, right? But the idea is to try to go to a place that feels pensive, that feels introspective, that feels, you know, quiet oftentimes. It doesn't feel like it's, you know, manufactured. It doesn't feel like it's ingenuine. You know, it's capturing a moment of that individual, but I think it's a reflective moment, and I think people respond to reflective moments.
Why did you choose this photo as the cover page when you opened the magazine up?
I didn't. The magazine did. And I would have hoped, what I was hoping is that the screaming photo was by itself with the, my dream would have been the screaming photo was by itself and the typography on one side. And then you turned to that photo. And then the last photo was the one in the set. You know, I had hoped for that. But I was really happy with
it. So first show me in the screaming and then show the calm.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, just kind of jump back and forth. Because once again, and I really like this very flattering photo of you.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you like that one? That's your new headshot. Exactly.
Well, that's what I look like to myself when I'm looking in the mirror, you know, brushing my teeth.
Sure.
And then I'm not really photogenic. I mean, I'm not very narcissistic, but at the same time, you're looking at photos of yourself. It's like, that didn't really look like me.
Of course, absolutely.
And but your photos, because I've met some of these famous people in person, the photos you take of people is what they really look like.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a challenge when you're shooting someone famous, by the way, because you've seen them represented in the media so many times. It's like, how do you make that quintessential image and still have it be a recognizable image? And what I try to do in my photographs, and I think to a large extent I'm successful, is to try to create a timeless, iconic image. So that is not to use like fancy, tricky lighting stuff, to keep it really simple. There he is.
Let's quit looking at me now. In fact, we don't have much time. Run through some of the other photos at the end of that we haven't seen of other people. Go ahead. Did we find the Lee Harvey Oswald photo yet? We're going to show that when we come back. Sorry, Dan. Go ahead.
All right. No problem.
I'm in here directing while I'm on TV.
Where are we at? Where are we at? You're right. Here, just continue the direction of the flow of the conversation.
No, it's just you were saying, you were talking about how to...
Oh, to create a genuine moment and still have it be an accurate representation of what that individual looks like. Because once again, you know, people that are really widely known in the news and stuff, it's very difficult to create an image that stands out and that's going to connect to you because you've seen so many of them. So the idea of trying to create, you know, try to heighten it to the point where it becomes iconic, I guess, ultimately. And, you know, through the history of photography, there are those single images that represent to everyone. You know, if I said Lincoln, there are a couple photographs, even though he was photographed, you know, he wasn't actually photographed that many times, like 12 times, I think. But there are a couple, you know, there's that one at the end of the war, shortly before he was killed, where you just see how completely decimated he had become from the war.
He looks like a corpse already.
Unbelievable. Yeah, just...
There's the Iwo Jima Marines, how exhausted they look with the triumph.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's the sailor kissing the beautiful woman in New York.
Alfred Eisenstein.
And you could just capture that they're going to be having a great time together that night.
Jill Rosenthal with the flag-raising shot and Alfred Eisenstein with the Times Square shot.
We've got a break. When we come back, your favorite photograph in the world or your top three or four, okay. And then we'll look at this fake Lee Harvey Oswald photo with a photographic expert and a lot more. He's Dan Winters.
AirandAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirandAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirandAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirandAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirandAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen.
Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Union's a big businessman, and it's going down as a dinosaur.
Well, there's the famous setup photo of Photoshop from back in 1963 before they had Photoshop of Lee Harvey Oswald as a photographer. What is wrong with that photograph?
Well, you know, there are a lot of things wrong with it. The most obvious thing for me is that the light is coming from his left from an angle and at a pretty low angle in the sky, because you can see the shadow coming back from his body at about 10 o'clock. So that would indicate a light source that's off his axis at about 5 o'clock. So that's inconsistent then with the lighting that's on his face. The lighting that's on his face, if you'll notice, the shadow goes straight down from his nose.
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock overhead. His eyes, both eye sockets are dark, which indicates also an overhead light source. So it's clearly a photograph that was staged. The interesting thing about that is the entire house was cleaned out the day of the assassination by the Dallas Police Department completely. Every single thing, every dish, every fork, every knife, every sheet, everything. And then 2 days later, suddenly someone goes back to the house and supposedly finds the photo in the house and brings it in. So it's clearly a fake photo. And the thing about it is, back then, yeah, they didn't have Photoshop, but what they could do is work at an incredibly large scale. So they could have made a 20 by 24 print of the person standing in for the image, made a big giant print of a headshot from Oswald that they had, combined them, and then re-photograph it. And the print that they found was 3 inches by 3 inches. So very difficult.
All right. We don't have much time. I want to have you back sometime. Right. No. I could have you for 5 hours. Shifting gears again. I don't want to get I believe we do have a space program that went to the moon. I've talked to top astronauts, but they wanted to fake some photos for the public to not show the public what we really have. What do you think of those moon photos?
Well, I think the most interesting thing about the moon photos is that there are some problems with them. There's some definite problems with them. You know, I've actually photographed Conrad Grissom and Harrison Schmitt. Harrison Schmitt was the last person that sat foot on the moon. Conrad, obviously.
We've interviewed him. Yeah,
Schmitt. Exactly. Schmidt's amazing. Geologist. You know, and the thing about it is that the lighting is really inconsistent in those photographs based on, you know, the light source on the moon would be one singular source. It would be the sun only. So either you got light on you or you don't. So the shadows are all pure black and the highlights are all pure white because they're illuminated. So the problem with, you know, the photograph of Aldrin coming down off the LEM, you know, that entire it's backlit, and so the LEM should be black. It shouldn't be illuminated, but it's illuminated.
But instead there's angles everywhere of light.
Yeah, there's multiple shadows, there's directional shadows. There was a great photograph that NASA had a film image that they had released, which they've since pulled. You know, I think it got in under the radar and some people got it and they questioned it and it got pulled, of the flag on the moon blowing.
Yes.
Wind on. You've seen that. Okay.
So as a top photographer who knows the whole science of it, this is suspicious.
It's suspicious. And, you know, I've looked in that. I watched the documentary, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon, which there's a lot more stuff on there that's really inconsistent. And it was almost part of the same interest I had with the 9/11 stuff with the Pentagon. You know, something seemed weird.
And we have a right to question it.
You look at it.
Unfortunately, we're down to a minute and a half. Let's show the photo of his father here. And I describe what I got from it. You know, that it's, you know, it's almost like the Sistine Chapel where God's reaching down, but also he's old, he's wise, he's strong, but you said vulnerable.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of vulnerability in that image, you know, especially in his eyes. You know, it looks like, to me, you know, that was a perfect photograph. That's my favorite that I've ever done. There are some of my son, actually, that would compete with that one for favorite photo. But, you know, he and I took a walk. I usually always have a camera with me. We took a walk out in his house in the high desert in California, and the light was absolutely stunning. There was a little breeze. It was one of those things where it's like, hey, can I do a portrait of you real quick, Dad? Yeah, you know, shot 10 frames, done, finished the walk, processed the film. Stunning, you know.
You caught that magic moment.
Perfect. I mean, the hair blowing. For me, it was really the magic moment.
DanWinnersPhoto.com. DanWinnersPhoto.com. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com. See you back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We have two new trailers for two new films up at InfoWars.com. Great job, crew. God bless you all. Dan Winners, thank you.
Thanks, Alex. Great seeing you. Good.